kept saying, oh, my mom never let me have that. Oh, my mom never got me that. And then I was like, maybe I'll just ask her.
You know why? You are cool.
Hello, Lego pieces.
Ooh.
Welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark, starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's boy.
Hello. Wow.
And this, it was Austin's choice. This is today's question.
It was.
Hey, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. This is Will calling from Colorado. So my dad just got a keg to last us through quarantine, and it's Blue Moon. And I forgot that I liked Blue Moon. So I was calling to ask you guys, what sort of sports do you forget you like until you see it on the screen, and then you absolutely have to watch? Also, the same goes for alcoholic beverages. Have a good one. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Will, love you and mean it. Also, shout out to your dad for getting a quarantine keg.
What a great idea.
Really good idea. Hopefully you have a kegerator for it.
Otherwise, got a nice
gotta drink it quick.
Barrel.
Is it cold in Colorado still?
I do think it snowed there recently, but it's never like too cold.
Huh. All right. Anyway, the question was, what's a sport that you see on screen and you're like, oh, I love watching this? Mine is curling.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, you don't see it a lot. So when you do see it, you're like, oh my God, yeah, this is really fun to watch.
My favorite part is trying to reteach myself the rules every time I watch curling.
Yeah, I will. Ask me right now. I don't remember, but I will be an expert on it come the next Winter Olympics.
And then it's enthralling. You can't stop watching it.
Also, because the people just seem like these really relatable people that you'd see at a bar, and you just could picture yourself as that athlete, and it's fun.
Yeah, you watch it, you're like, I could do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that we we couldn't, so well, please don't call us on it, but it does feel like if I devoted time to it, I could do it.
Yeah, but it's intense. I love it so much. Everything
Jay,
about it.
What's your answer?
Mine is cricket. Sorry.
Oh.
Why are you sorry?
Because I just feel like I'm...
Did they not like cricket in France?
No, saying cricket is like a... Anyhow,
Jay just cricket. Apologized for an aspect of his personality. Go ahead,
yeah,
Jay.
That was the point. Cricket is impossible to understand. And I like can't ever remember the rules, but I've had it explained to me several times. And I studied in Australia back like 12 years ago or whatever. And I remember like going and watching it and like having the best day and like learning all the rules. And it was so much fun. And then whenever the Cricket World Cup is on, like sometimes you'll catch it on like ESPN2 late at night or something like that. And, like, as soon as I see it on, I'm, like, immediately... It's not that I, like, love the game. It's that I want to remember the rules. Mm-hmm. And so I watch it to be like, wait, what exactly is happening? What does this score mean? It's, like, 190 to 30 with four. And you're like, huh? It's just a lot. There's a lot going on. But it's really fun to watch. And when you go to a cricket match, you just... They're, like, all day long.
So have you been to a cricket match?
Yeah, in Australia.
Wow.
Do you have to bring, like, a sleeping bag and a tent?
No, but you do have to learn to pace yourself because you're there for 12 hours. So
did
if
they
just
cut
start
off
hard
the
on
beer
the beers,
at any point?
They did not when I was there.
Are they always 12 hours or is there a chance a match could last like two?
I don't think two, but there are faster matches for sure and then slower ones.
So it's really, you have to be prepared for all scenarios.
How does anybody kick off work enough to go?
It's like an all day thing. I mean, like that's just sort of the way that it's like, it would be as if you went to a day game doubleheader. Like, and you were, like, going to go at noon, and then you're there for the noon game, and then also the 6:30
Do people
game.
Get disappointed if it ends early?
I don't know. I imagine that they don't. I guess it would depend on who you're rooting for, because if it ends early, it means the one team must have beat the other team pretty badly. Sure.
Well, of course.
Because you have to get through your whole bench before the game ends, I think is how it works, and it's three wickets to be...
I don't know what a wicket is, so I'm useless here.
The wicket is the little thing behind... the batter, and if that gets knocked down, that's an out, and there's three outs per person. I think. Anyhow, me explaining this game is probably not
good audio.
Not good audio, also probably incorrect. So my
cricket.
Answer.
Cricket. Well, so that Ashley and I don't have the same answer, I'll say South Korean baseball, my new favorite sport of all time.
Oh.
The best sport, the only sport.
Have you picked a team yet?
Well, there's a team called KT Wiz.
Whoa.
And as KT, I feel like that's got to be my team. It's one of the newer teams, but they've got two great mascots called Vic and Dory. When we say it together, it's Victory. The thing that is the problem is I'm seeing people already claim them for no good reason. And so now, well, yeah, but now I don't want to look like I jumped on a bandwagon.
Is it the Wiz, like, W-H-I-Z, or no. Is it Wiz W-I-Z?
W-I-Z. Nobody beats it.
Mm. Okay.
So, wow. You know.
That's just fun. An important distinction.
What are the mascots? What do they look like? Are they like, different types of animals?
Well, they're not animals. They're like, they look like, almost, the shape is like a ghost in Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. And then they've got faces. One of them wears an eye patch, I believe.
I'm in.
They're very cute. I like them a lot. You can find them on the internet. I'm looking at a lot of mascots in the South Korean Baseball League. There's a lot.
I'm kind of interested in them.
Yeah, so we are a KBO podcast now. We love the KBO. Shout out to them. Yeah, and all their teams. Their teams are all named after the companies that own them, not the place that they're located in, except there's one team that's owned by actual people, and then they sell the naming rights to a company. So that's kind of neat.
Huh. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Anywho, they're like the Green Bay of the KBO.
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much for your question, Will. You know, if you're sitting there listening to this famously KBO podcast and you want to...
Leave off a voicemail.
Whatever. It's a voicemail, and you can call 860-506-5571. That's where you leave us a voicemail.
Leave us a voicemail.
What? Now you just said the words, right?
You're just saying it.
Leave us a voicemail.
Hello.
Hey.
How's everybody doing? Okay. Yeah. Your podcast isn't frozen. That was the answer.
That was the cage door.
Did you close it?
The cage door? I didn't hear it at all.
Nobody
did
heard
it. Work? Oh, wait.
If a cage closes in the middle of nowhere, nobody hears it. Did it even happen?
It just sounded like static, Jay.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we are doing what we can with the technology that we have.
Isn't that the truth? Highly Questionable is going back to TV next week, which means my day has been spent on phone calls trying to figure out audio and how it works.
Ooh.
So that's been fun.
Phone calls are the worst.
Mm-hmm. But we're moving to TV, so, you know, keep an eye out for that.
That's awesome. What hour is it? Do you know? Mm-hmm. I forget. I should probably know, but I forget.
I don't know. I film it at 1. Okay. Ish. So, there's that. What else is new? Quarantine week... Eight? What week
Infinity?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not aware of what a week is.
Mental health check. How we doing?
Jay, you go first.
I'm doing okay. I think you were saying this last week, Katie, and it's like I got to the point at which I was just like, this last week I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And just getting frustrated with little things that aren't real. And that's really hard to put away, but, largely just doing fine, trying to figure out how long I live here and not at home and when I go home and what that looks like. And states are opening and I'm really afraid of that. And so just trying to not read the news, but also stay in tune with the news. And that's really tough.
Yeah. I've stopped that second part. I've been not reading it, and then I realized, I was on my family FaceTime this week, and my mom was like, when's New York going to open back up? And I'm like, I haven't looked. I have no idea. Because it was messing with me for a long time of feeling like every day it was a little bit of hope, no hope, a little bit of hope. So I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. So now I'm completely tuned out, which isn't great, but it's what I need at the moment.
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I kind of lapsed into this dark place where it's I don't even know what I'm waiting for now, you know? It's what is going to be the marker that this is over? The businesses are open because I'm not going. I don't know. It just became what does this being over even mean?
For the audio listeners, I will say this is the highlight of my week. So Ashley's video right now, because we watch each other on Zoom because this is the only hangout that we get all week. Her little baby, big boy, Austin, just in the background of her shot, poked his head in, saw that this was happening, and then closed the door quietly. Which just brought me the most joy I've felt in a week.
Yeah. I was just kind of thinking, it's such a weird thing because I am so tired and just so over all of this. And I get these panic attacks about my son being behind developmentally and like doing these behaviors that are so out of character for him.
Like what would you say?
For instance, today, this morning, he bit a hole through my shirt and then swallowed the cloth.
I'm sorry. Let's break this down. So yeah. Austin ate some of your shirt today.
Ate my shirt. Yeah.
She's putting her finger through it.
How did this, were you holding him?
We were wrestling.
Of course.
He is into wrestling. He likes being the ultimate warrior. I will say, when he does his wrestling entrance, it is the highlight of my day. And he'll just do it over and over again. He makes his face and goes, stomp, 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 stomp. And like jumps up and goes, I'm the ultimate Oreo. Cause he's trouble with
the ultimate Oreo.
It sounds like an Oreo. Yeah. It's so great. But then, yeah, we were wrestling and he just like clamped onto my shirt with his teeth and then ripped a hole in it. And then I saw him go like, and there was a piece of black cloth in it. And then I couldn't get it out fast enough and he swallowed it. So that was my morning.
I like that he like, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's funny that we have like, that's exactly where I'm at with Myrtle, where I just will look at her.
I thought you were going to say Dan.
No. I look at her and I'm like, what are you chewing? And then I look at her toy. Hey, buddy. It's the ultimate Oreo.
Wait, really, really quick. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Ultimate Oreo.
Good job, buddy.
Oh. Have fun at the park.
Let's go.
See you, Austin.
What happened to my face?
What?
Sid, what happened to my face? Because Steve picked him up outside of the camera.
Oh my goodness. No, yeah. Myrtle will be chewing on a chew toy. And then I'll see her chewing something like separate from the toy. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, I'm going to get my hand. I have pried this dog open and put my hand all the way down her throat and feel whatever that is in the back of a dog's throat. But then you find the thing and you yank it out. And I look at it. I'm like, it's the ear. You yanked off the tiny ear of your raccoon toy and you ate it. Why did you want to eat that? It's going to hurt when it comes out the other side. And she just looks at me like, why can't I have it? Like, because it's going to hurt you. You're going to hate when it comes out. So Austin and Myrtle have that in common.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's funny that he made the face where he's like, this doesn't taste good. And then the next decision was like, swallow.
Yeah, let's get this out of my mouth and into my tummy.
But I can't, like, I can't picture now not spending as much time with him.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about that yesterday of, like, when this does change. It's weird because you feel bad about feeling bad right now because we all things considered, have things much better than most. And so you feel bad about that. And then you think about when things go back to normal, you're going to have to adjust again. There's going to be another adjustment period where it's like all that stuff I was bitching about a few months ago or a month ago is now the stuff I miss. And so it's like you kind of – I think that we should brace ourselves for a period where we're going to feel guilty about wanting to go back in a weird way. Like, cause you're going to miss having time with Austin. Jay, you're like on a very long, cool trip with your friends. You've got a tan now.
Oh,
like,
I hate your tan so much.
Me too. Sorry. It's very offensive and we've asked you to stop and clearly you're not going to.
Well, the pool just opened. So
yeah. Screw you.
I know.
I'm going to miss like having this much time with my boyfriend who does not live here and under normal circumstances. And then we're going to have to figure that out.
That's going to be so hard.
Myrtle's going to lose her mind because I'm not going to be home all the time. It's all she's used to. So it's like I'm trying to think of the future now so that I can – it's helping me appreciate the current moment. Because I know when I was stuck in a very different situation, but there are some similarities when I couldn't work and was just staying at home for a couple months at the end of Fox. It felt like a year. I hated it. Went to a really shitty place. And then remember when I got back to work, Ash, that's when we met. And there was like a period where you stopped and you were like, hey, this might be a lot for you all of a sudden. Like we're jumping back into things and we're all having worked for the last few months, but you haven't. And like we're throwing a million things at you at once. It's okay to say I can only do three of these and like slowly ease your way back into work. Like don't expect yourself to go from a very low point where you didn't work at all to like, you know, going full speed all the time. So like think about that now if you can, whether it's like while you meditate or like in some moments of silence or when your brain wanders, try to think about the fact that like it's, you're going to have to forgive yourself for when you go back to work feeling overwhelmed and too stressed out, right at first, at least. Not everybody, totally. But I think it's going to happen for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Because we're like readjusting to a new normal, and then it's not going to be the normal anymore, and you're going to have to readjust back, and your body's going to be like, huh?
Yeah. I think that's a really good way of saying what I was trying to say. I think I've started, like, preemptively fearing the transition and, like, yeah. what that is and what that means for, like, me on a personal level and what that means with, like, friends and, like, when do you say, okay, now I'm going to go hang out with someone else? And, like, are you just afraid the whole time? Do you wear a mask the whole yeah. time? Like, do you hug? Like, when I see you guys again, am I not going to hug you?
Oh, my God. Ash, like, I'm going to hug you, but I know I
but
can't.
But you know what I mean?
And that's I'll ask consent, like... but my God, I miss hugging you. You give the best hugs. I've thought about it, like, three times in the last week where I've been really like, cute. I just want to hug Ashley.
What
I just
want to
squeeze off.
Sorry. I'm just trying
You're quarantined with other people. You hug.
No, we don't hug.
Oh. Who are these people? Monsters?
I mean, they're coupled up friends. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like they have their, you know, their own things.
Okay, but here's the thing. As somebody who's
like trying to get hugs.
No, it's not weird. But as somebody who has her own thing, I was just thinking with all, what is it, three couples and then you?
Two couples and me.
Two couples and you. I would love having you in the house. Because, like, yeah. when you're sick of your couple, which, guys, yeah. is normal. That's not an indictment of my relationship or anyone's relationship. This much time together, you're just like, leave me alone. So when they get to that point, they can be like, I'm going to go hang out with Jay.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. And it's it's super funny to watch because it's just like, I'll be sitting doing whatever I'm doing. And then, like, Fred will come in and he'll be like, hey, you want to play cards or something? And I'm like, sure.
You got it.
Give me like half an hour.
He's like Austin. He just pokes cards. His little head in yeah, and he's like, hey, you, he's like, are you busy? Hey, Ultimate Oreo?
The ultimate Oreo is when you used to, like, take off the tops of the Oreos and then, like, make a huge sandwich.
And make
sandwich.
A big Oreo, yeah.
Yeah, that was
You
huge.
Can, like, if you do it right, if you're really careful, you can peel the cream entirely off of one and then you can put it, yeah. Then you get a triple stack. It's the ultimate Oreo.
It's the ultimate.
By the way, they came out with, like, a double stuff, even more stuff. And it's too much stuff. I gotta be honest. I don't agree with it in principle. On paper, you're like, okay. And then you see yeah. it and you're like, this doesn't need to exist. I could make this myself. And that's why it should be left up to choice, I think. I don't think they should Ooh. Be making money off of that. If you want that much stuff, put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what else is new? Myrtle met some puppies. Kelly, who fostered Myrtle, shout out to Kelly. She got two small, really, really small pit bulls, like tiny. And they came over because we had borrowed a cage to keep, like, a playpen for Myrtle. But Myrtle can't have it because we don't have carpet. And so she'll just run up against the walls and just move the whole playpen to whatever part of the house she wants to get to. So really we funny. Packed Pretty it up smart. And I gave it to her. And she brought over the two dogs. And they were so scared of Myrtle. And Myrtle yeah. has only met bigger dogs. So I think it was good for her to see these two little, like, they were shaking.
Aww,
they were so babies. Cute. Myrtle Man. Peed out of excitement, which we're trying to get her to stop.
Excitement peas.
Trying to get her to stop doing that. She did it in the elevator. This adorable old man with a mask and gloves was like, can I touch her? And I was like, she might pee. And he was like, that's all right. And she like jumped up on him and I was like, no, Myrtle down. And he was like, no, it's okay. She's so cute. This is the most love I've gotten. And I was just like, I'm going to die. Also, I have to clean the elevator. Also, now when I take her in the elevator, she sniffs that part on the ground and thinks it's time to pee. And I'm like, no, no. It's not time to pee. We're in the elevator.
She's going to get
she
there.
Also, she got an eye infection. Have I said this yet?
No.
She got an That's eye infection. Worst. It's the worst because I've told you that I panic about her because we take her to a small little space outside, but we're not even supposed to really do that if we're living by exactly the rules that they tell you. So she got an eye infection. I Googled it. You think it's bad with humans, WebMD, when you Google, like, headache. What could it be? And it's like cancer with dogs. I Googled discharge. Yep. Hate that Ooh. Word. But I Googled it and it was like, it's either nothing or your dog has distemper, which is a thing that dogs get that is like they either most of them die. There's no treatment. They just give them like quality of life treatment so that it hurts less and doesn't feel as bad for the dog. And then you just wait. And I was like, yeah, I'm not. So I like lost my mind. I was sobbing. and she was being kind of a monster that morning. But as soon as I started sobbing, she like climbed on me, was like licking my face. And I was like, I love you so much and I'm so sorry. And then we took her to the vet and the vet was like, yeah, I gave her some eye drops. I think she has conjunctivitis. Give her one of these twice a day. And I asked the vet, cause it's on the phone. You don't get to see. I've never met my vet. And, she was like, I was like, do you think it's distemper? And then it was dead silent. And she was like, no. Okay, because I know this must be annoying, but I Googled it and it was, and she was like, yeah, it's only in one eye, which means she just like probably got dust in her eye. And I was like, oh yeah, she eats a lot of dust. And she's like, yeah, it's not distemper. And I was like, okay, thank you so much. God, but it was that's like really a moment funny. Where I was like, I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, your mind runs. Yeah. In quarantine, yeah, totally. My mind just goes racing where I'm like, now this dog that I was just complaining about, I'm not going to have her anymore. And I'm the reason she's dead. And
hey, well, spoiler alert. That's not just a quarantine thing. That's going to happen really? For the duration of you having your dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She's just like, she's so smart. And then sometimes she's such a brat. Cause I know, I'm like, I know you know this. I know you know what I'm asking you to do because you've displayed this brilliance before. And now you're just being a brat. But I'll tell you, she hates eye drops. Not a big fan.
Yeah.
She makes a noise I've never heard before. It's like,
oh, it sounds like Stitch.
Yeah. I'm like, there's something inside of you. What is that? Why do you have a monster?
It's a really good Stitch impression, Kay.
Thank you.
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch, so I don't know. Put it on your cup. I've no idea.
RIP to my cups.
Anything else for friendly banter? Do we need updates on it? How's Austin's pooping?
He's been constipated for a couple days, actually.
Sweet.
It's not great.
Love that for him.
I mean, he hasn't been pooping in his pants.
Mm.
Mostly because, you know, he hasn't been pooping, but.
Right. True. But it is. Silver linings.
Yeah. Great with the peeing, though. Still crushing the peeing.
Hell yeah. Same with Margo. She pooping. Did it twice in the house.
Me? I'm good. Yeah. All fine. Thanks, sir. Thanks for asking.
Good friendly banter. Yep. Ooh, can I just take a moment to yell about something?
Always.
Sure. So, to be clear, I have no issues. At 7 o'clock every day, we clap, we cheer. Shout out to the medical workers. I know I've said before that it annoys me that people set off their car alarms. Even that, fine. Myrtle freaks out a little bit because it just gets very noisy and my air conditioning is breaking every 5 minutes. And so we have to keep the door open a lot. But I get it. It's a 3-4 minutes of discomfort for my dog and then we move on. What I'm not okay with is every single corporation in this country using clips of people clapping and cheering for medical workers in their commercials to sell whatever product it is they're trying to sell. Because in every commercial break of every show, it's like banging on pots, claps, cheering, and the dog again is like, what? And freaks out. So I have to mute every commercial, which, you know, fine. But if I'm like doing something around the house, I have to like run over to the TV and mute it because she freaks out. Just like, I love it. Obviously, we're all grateful for doctors and nurses. That is not the point of this, though. I'm sure somebody on Twitter will tell me that it is and yell at me. But like, every corporation, you didn't invent that we do this. And it has probably nothing to do with your product. So you can just say thanks quietly or, you know, sell us stuff. Like, I don't know why every commercial now has to be like, we're all in this together.
Every time.
Subaru. And you're like, what? I'm not in this with you. I don't own a car.
I do kind of want a Subaru, though.
It's like, what are you doing? I've said this before. I have like a DVR. It's just full of Jeopardy. And I've been watching Jeopardy and letting the commercials play because it's actually very comforting to see commercials the way they used to be when they're just like, hello, we're this company. Here's our product. Buy it? Instead of like, we're this company. And as we've always said, people are what make us who we are. And right now, some people are in danger and all people are coming together. Buy this toothbrush. And so I'm just right now this week, that's what I'm irrationally mad at.
I think that's fair.
That's fair. And I don't anyone think else, it's irrational.
Anyone else irrationally mad at something? Because we can make this a segment. Just irrationally angry quarantine.
Oh, gosh. I had like 10 just floating in my head all week. And now, of course, I can't think of
what it was. Well, think about it. Maybe every week we'll just do an irrationally angry vent session.
I like that.
I'm into it.
Seems like something good for our brains. All right. Should we do a podcast? Because here's what happened last week. We did a 90s bracket. We foolishly thought we could get through a 32 seed bracket in 2 hours, and instead we got it down to where it should have started, a 16 seed bracket. So today we are to finish that bracket. I've seen many comments about wrong mistakes that we made. I guess we can address them when we get to those parts of the bracket.
That's the problem with splitting it, is I've been second-guessing everything that we've decided since
then. Don't listen to the haters. You got to roll with it.
Famously a second-guessing podcast, so it's kind of our brand. But before we get to all that, today's podcast is brought to you by our favorite, AT&T. So, Ashley, tell me how you want me to tell the people about Atlantic, Turf, and Trash.
Can you tell us about Atlantic Turf and Trash as if you were a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle of your choice? They were recently brought back into my life.
Huh.
We got a little, like, bro, like, surfer dude, what? But you got to get the pizza stuff in, you know, for sure. And they are from New York, so.
Yeah, but they don't have New York accents.
They don't really. They've kind of got, like, the surfer dude accents, but they're, like.
Have you been watching the cartoon version or, like, the movie version? Like, I don't know if they're all the same. I'm going to just do from memory what I remember a turtle sounding like, but what have you been watching?
Well, we've been playing with the figurines and reading books, really. But I was trying to do, like, my best Ninja Turtle.
Let me, what did yours sound like if someone had to use it as an example?
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world. Like, we can't get pizza and anything, but we're all shopping online, right? Kind of like bro-y. I don't know if it's strong enough, but I figured you could.
Sounds like you were on the Californians.
Yeah, what if you wanted to do like the next few lines?
Catherine. I love you so much.
Wouldn't they be like, hey, dudes?
Yeah, that's better. Gnarly, dude.
Yeah, hey.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, dudes. Yeah, that's better. See?
Hey, dudes. I know there's a lot going on right now, like, in the world. And we're all shopping online. Even for pizza. Totally.
See? Got it.
I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful and totally rad things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup. Whoa! So that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible, dudes. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit AT&T.com on the internet to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. All day, bro. Subject to change. Restrictions apply. Cowabunga! Good?
That was perfect.
Was that good? I didn't say anything about so pizza. Good.
Yeah, you did.
I
you got one
just
pizza
you there. Saying on the internet. It's
like, yeah. I don't know why I said it. Hello. I loved it. Hello, kids. What up, fellow kids? Okay, let's go ahead and hop into the Sweet 16 of the 90s bracket. We'll just go ahead and start with our first matchup. We have the Walkman / Discman versus school supplies like Lisa Frank, Trapper Keepers, Jelly Roll pens, sticker books, etc. A tough matchup.
I could see this being a finals matchup. The fact this is Sweet 16 just shows our lack of planning.
Yeah, well.
What? I was going to say our prowess at discerning what should be.
Yeah, I think getting into the Sweet 16 means that they're all great, and now we just have to find reasons to eliminate them. I will say Walkman I grew up with. It makes me think of my my mom. When we got a Discman, my mom would listen to the Discman while she was cleaning the house, and I would follow around her listening to the Walkman. We had three tapes. Well, we had more, but like the three cleaning the house tapes, we had Bonnie Raitt, we had Madonna's Immaculate Collection, and we had Paula Abdul, which that album still slaps. Whole album full of bangers. So I do have an affinity for a Walkman or a Discman, although we weren't allowed to wear them to use them at school.
Neither were we. Here's the thing I'll say about Walk / Discman. Those machines were great, but the headphones that came with them.
Oh my God, I was just going to say the same thing.
So bad.
They were like metal on the top.
Just like, I just remember after like 15 minutes of listening, just your ears were just burning because
that
they were
just.
That
still happens to me with these though. Like, I took off my earring before I put this headphone on, so I only have the one that's showing in because it like, it just hurts. I don't think any headphones are comfy for me.
I think they had those like metal things that like came out though and like get stuck in your hair all the time.
Oh my God. Yeah, I didn't have that problem because I had no hair.
I will say what I loved about Walkman and Discman was that it would, like, you listen to, like, whole albums. Yeah. Like, one, you also, I don't remember ever carrying cassettes around, but I remember that, like, CD case I would, like, put in, like, my case backpack logic. Or, like, whatever, mm-hmm. and, like, flip through to get, like, my whatever. But you'd listen to, like, the entire CD. Yeah. Which, and, like, totally. You could skip a song here and there, but, like, I know almost every word to Ludacris word of mouth because I listened to that, like, on my
Start
way.
Start from the beginning.
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready. Yep.
Yeah, so I really...
My dad used to steal from airlines the free chintzy, like, American airline headphones that they would give you. Mm-hmm. This was before they made them stop working outside of the, like, now they give you ones
before
that are, like,
they added outlet.
Now there's, like, two prongs, so you can't put it in anything, which I'm like, well, at this point, nobody wants your headphones.
Right.
But back,
right.
like, we used to, every pair of headphones that we had in the house had, like, a faded symbol of an airline on the ear of it. Which, you know, Mike Knoll, that was back when we were doing the internet on CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The a lot AOL of free CD. Trials in the Nolan house.
10 free hours.
But the school supplies, I think I had one Lisa Frank folder. My mom just, I don't know. I don't think they were they much more expensive? Because I know a lot of these things that my mom didn't let me have were because they were too expensive. But then sometimes I just felt like she didn't want me to participate in the joy.
I have a question.
Mm. Yeah.
So at our school, using these sorts of school supplies, specifically gel pens, was put you into a certain social group.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a, like, people referred to a group of girls at my school as gel penners. That's how they referred to them, as, like, their group.
Whoa.
And, like, that's what it was. Like, it was, like, the girls who used gel pens and had Lisa Frank and, like, all of that sort of thing. Was that dichotomy?
Where are the gel penners now?
It's a good question. I couldn't tell you.
The penitentiary.
Ashley.
Sorry.
Gel penners was a thing. And, like, if you used those, like, jelly roll pens or had, like, unicorn stickers or whatever, like, that made you a certain type of person.
Just trying to understand this group a little bit more. Were these the girls that grew up and then in high school had Volkswagen Jettas?
They did often have Volkswagen Jettas, yes.
Okay.
That's a good question. They drove Volkswagen Jettas. They, more often than not, were on the cheerleading team.
They were Backstreet Boys over NSYNC?
They were.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting a good profile of them now. Thank you for that. I was in the Butterfly Clippers. We weren't really the same group. It was the only, Ashley, you're surprised. I'll just explain it and you'll understand immediately. It was the only hair accessory I could use and participate in. Couldn't do scrunchies. I didn't have any hair. But I could put a little butterfly clip in there. And did I ever, you know? but yeah, maybe that's why I didn't have Lisa Frank folders. Because if I did, somebody would just call me a poser or something.
So I understand the, like, cultural obsession with Lisa Frank. I always kind of thought they were a bit too much.
I mean, like, they are not a bit too much.
They're pretty loud.
They're excessively too much.
So, like, to me, Lisa Frank is like, yeah, I get why people were all obsessed with it. And, like, I would see it in the stores and it would, like, bring me to this place, like, mentally that, like, what Lisa Frank signifies. But I was way more on board personally with, like, Trapper Keepers. Like, the more, like, pockets and secret compartments, the better.
Yeah.
That shit was, oh, my God, I love
Trapper
so
Keepers
much.
Were great because you could rip off that Velcro and, like, throw things in
so
it.
So good.
It didn't have to be, like, super organized. You could kind of just, like, oh, class is over, toss everything in it and, like, fold it back up.
They also have, like, the not designs were, like, cool. Like, they had, like, I remember mine was, like, had, like, this, like, kind of, like, hippie, swirly, like, different
color
design.
Oh, mine was just,
design.
Like, black or blue. I
there
had
were
a
so
one.
Many different, there was a, like, wide spectrum of what you could get
that
from
was
a Trapper Keeper.
The
how many different
like,
folders, how many different pockets, like, some had, like, places for four-year pens, and, like, some had, like, that clear plastic thing with the three holes you could put in the three-ring rider to unzip, and, like, gosh, there were so many, there
Ashley,
so
did
many
you,
awesome
were
parts.
You, right or wrong, my read on you is that you had a pencil box.
I don't
like you would
so.
Take out the box and put it on your desk and like open it up.
Oh,
it was
no.
decorated. No?
Mm-mm.
Huh. Okay. I was wrong. I'll take that.
I'm going to Google pencil box though and see what it is.
You've never seen like a plastic rectangular box that has a little latch on the front?
Oh, no. I didn't have one of those.
Well, jelly girls did or whatever.
I mean, I loved jelly roll pens. Just the way they feel when they write. And even now, like, gel so pens great. Is just like... And the colors were cool.
Sparkly ones. Yeah. Like neon ones. You'd write a note in, like, neon yellow that nobody could read because it was so bright, but you just wanted to use that neon yellow pen.
Yeah, I loved them a lot, but I don't think I ever had a box. I feel like there was, like, a bag that you unzipped
for yeah, some reason. Yeah, those existed, too. I had
they were, like,
those.
Plastic, and you, like, folded it up.
That's
and-
a pencil... That's a pencil box, Jay.
No, it was like a plastic, like, almost like a plastic wrapper. Like a one of those little, doing great here.
if your tan went to your head and, you know, all that
Listen,
vitamin
bro,
D.
Like, everything is really, really hard right now. And so I'm just, like, trying to think through it.
All right, so I would, if we had to pick, I mean, obviously it's comparing a pen or a folder to, like, an advancement in technology. So that's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But, like, Discman made you able to listen to music not just when you were near a radio, which now sounds insane that you didn't have that ability. But it was really cool that you could take music to go. Again, I'm aware that that sounds insane because right now you can listen to music whenever, wherever you want to. But then mm-hmm. it was like, I just want to listen to some tunes. And as a kid who yeah. loved music, like, it was game-changing to have a Discman.
Big Willie style and... Head to school.
To just put in Tragic Kingdom for your walk to school yeah. was just yeah. something else.
Oh, man, you kind of just swayed me. I was going to push harder for school supplies because, like, going back and shopping for all your school
that
supplies.
That was the best when you would walk into the insane, like, Office Max or wherever you were going, and it was just packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just, like, really, that's what signified, like, school was coming back and, like, that excitement and seeing your friends again. And it was before you hated the idea of, like, having to be in school and sit through classes and do homework.
To this day.
Everything was so organized and, like.
To this day, that's still my favorite aisle of CVS. If I yeah. go into that aisle, I buy something. I will prove yeah. it. You talk amongst yourselves. I'll show you what I did last time I went to CVS.
Are those jeans? Is she wearing jeans?
I think she is wearing jeans, which is...
Jay, you froze. Your Zoom froze, and it froze like this.
Yeah, well, that's because I was so shocked because she was wearing jeans, and I was like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, yesterday, we were on our, like, group Zoom call, and somebody was like, hey, Katie, are you wearing jeans? And she was like, no, these are sweatpants. Today, you are full on wearing jeans right now, Katie Nolan.
I am, yeah, because I've decided that that's going to help me get into work mode and out of work mode. I'm just trying okay. it. So I put on okay. jeans.
Good
just
for
to see.
You. I don't know if I could get mine on right now.
Dan puts on jeans all the time. Well, boys, and it always makes me feel guilty. So then today I was like, okay, maybe I'll try it. I was just happy they got on because I was having the same thought. Once you wear sweatpants for so long, you
whenever can't. I open my pants drawer, I always think of the thing that you said that your mom used to say, which is that you have to put your jeans on to make sure that they
make
fit.
Make sure you don't.
That's how you know if you're COVID.
I have one pair of jeans with me, and I look at it, and every time I look at it, I think of what Cammie Nolan said.
Yeah, well, me too. The only problem is right now, girls' jeans are made with so much spandex in them that, like, they fit, but they're doing the thing where, like, the top doesn't fit. You know what I mean? Like, I keep noticing, I'm like, I have a whale tail, and I'm like, oh, God, that means that they don't actually fit. Anyway, what I got at CVS, I got these stick-on gems.
Nice. For what?
They're not unopened and unused. I don't know what I'm ever going to use, but I was like, those look really fun, so I bought those. And then I bought these, like, small
for when someone turns in a really good monologue. You're like, you get a gem.
Well, what this was for, these poster boards,
they're
I now
unopened.
Have a... I have a schedule, yeah, for a reason. I now have a schedule on the wall that I drew up that's all color-coded of, like, when Myrtle goes out, when she eats, how much to give her, because people were asking a lot of the same question, and I was maybe sick of answering it. So I made a schedule on some posters.
Did you use gel-colored pens? Because I really feel like that would have classed it up a little bit.
No, I didn't have any. I just used a purple and a black Sharpie. But maybe I'll stick a gem on it.
That's a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe then someone will look at it more and give
maybe
them
you
right
can award the gems when other people, like, follow the schedule appropriately, you know.
Problem
as a
is
reward.
I don't think the gems mean as much to other people as they do to me, so I think they would just be annoyed by it.
That is the problem.
Also of note, Myrtle just came and sat by my feet, and now she's laying down at my feet, and I love
good
her so
girl,
much
Myrtle.
When she's a good girl. Good girl, honey. Do their ears always smell funny on the inside? It's not bad. She smells a little bit moldy.
If their ears smell, they could actually have, like, an ear infection.
I know, but I don't want her to have an ear infection, so can you just say that it's normal for them to smell a little musty?
Sure.
Thank you. I'll Google it after and freak out. But no need to do that and derail the entire podcast. So what are we moving on?
I think Walkman and Discman move on.
Ash, are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
But it was great.
A hard fought battle.
Having like personal music where you can listen to whatever you want and nobody knows what you're listening to is like kind of cool too.
Mm. Like, when did the Discman come out so that we don't get yelled at?
Jay's gonna Google it.
Google.
We're gonna trust his answer and not second guess it.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Discman was first on the market.
2000?
No. The first one was 1984, but the Walkman started being for CDs in the 90s. So, well, like, when they became the Walkman with a CD in it, it was the 90s.
The logic doesn't apply, apparently, to Oregon Trail, but we'll get to that when we get to that. All right, so it's 90s. Discman moves on. Next matchup, going to Blockbuster versus recording things on a VHS. Impossible matchup.
Mm. Tough.
I feel like this one's easy for me.
Well, but it's just like they're too close to the same genre.
Two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But one's a nice shiny side and the other coin is like crappy and probably static. And
yeah,
like,
but the other the one is something weird. That you could never, the other one is something you could never get at a Blockbuster because you could only get it when it was on TV that one time.
So yeah, until like, Blockbuster came out and then you could go get it.
No, not true. Like the Claymation Christmas special. They showed it every year, but you couldn't find it anywhere. And so we recorded it on a VHS.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, or like that one really good episode of Friends that you wanted to watch a million times.
You didn't want to watch all of them. You only wanted to watch the one.
And also like that was before the time when they had a Friends VHS box set, but I was not the kind of person who was going to be able to get access to that.
You're not Dave Lozo, you know?
Yeah.
I bet he still has one.
That is very true.
100%. But yeah, I think the winner is going to Blockbuster. We talked about it last time, but like getting treats and snacks, you know, going and hanging out in the back room sometimes. It was a fun,
no one else had a back room.
That's so weird. You guys didn't have a back room?
No.
That's wild. Was Framingham just like...
No, because
you established it wasn't a proper Blockbuster.
It wasn't a Blockbuster.
Yeah, but even when I think we got a Blockbuster, maybe not.
Blockbuster maybe was not a place with a back room.
What were the other names?
Someone on Reddit's going to prove me wrong.
Chain this movie is my places. Blockbuster were there other chain movie places? Yeah,
it was something video.
We had Video Craze, which is
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we didn't have that either. We had Video Craze. We had the Movie Loft, which was like my dad's friend's business. We had those are the only two I can think of. But the one that was over by the Stop and Shop near the Friendlies on Route 9 or Route 30, I can't think of what that was. I just remember walking into it, and there was a back.
I love that. The one that was by the Stop and Shop by the Friendlies over
on Route 9. If anyone listening to this has ever been to Framingham, they'll know exactly the picture that I'm painting. And I will, when I get no texts.
That's the most New England sentence.
When I get no texts about it this week, I'll know my friends don't ever, ever listen to my podcast. All right, are we all good with moving on Blockbuster?
Yeah.
But shout out to that VHS recording. It was always difficult. It was never correct. And you were always recording over something that really mattered to somebody else in the house.
Yeah.
Next matchup, Frosted Tips versus Magic Eye. Jay, we need a Magic Eye update. Have you seen the picture yet?
I have not, and I shan't.
Have you just given up
impossible.
On it?
No, I can't do it.
It's obviously not impossible.
Can you say it's impossible when two people did it right in front
impossible
of you?
Impossible for me.
Ah,
that's not
doesn't
true.
Work for me. And someone posted the like, I don't know how they did it, but they posted what the image is on Reddit. And I like looked at what the one that you guys saw was that I couldn't see. And then I went back and I looked at it again and I was like, there's no way I can see this. Like
have
I even
tried,
knew what I was supposed to be looking for and I couldn't see it.
Have you tried opening it on your computer and then looking past your computer at something behind your computer and on your, have you tried that?
Yeah, I tried all of the techniques that you
guys
mentioned.
I don't think you
have.
I don't know if you have. I feel like you haven't.
I did. I did try.
How many hours cumulative across the entire week.
I'm
going to
go. The over under is at 1.5 and I'm taking the under.
No, there's no way. There's no way he tried. He tried for five seconds during the podcast.
10 minutes.
Yeah, he white manned it. He tried it. And then when he wasn't perfect at it, he got frustrated and moved on to something else.
That's correct. Mm. I did do that.
Got it.
You see, you can't speak to the beauty of Magic Eye if you can't do it.
That's true. Can't. I do have something from my mom.
Is it the picture? Oh my god, is it the picture of you with frosted tips?
Okay, are you recording on the video?
Is it because if it's no, I'm gonna freak out.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If I show you this,
okay,
I will not ever release this video to anyone. Oh no one god. Can have, no one
are
can
Are you sure?
This.
What if I, can I record?
No.
Please request record permission from the meeting host. Damn it.
Yeah, no, that's a hard no. But you also have to know that this was a very, okay, here it is.
You were a different boy.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Ugh, that's me, doesn't it?
It, just hold it up again. Sorry, I just need to see it since it's the last time I'll ever see it. Just let me see it one more.
It's right, Katie. I already got it.
Yes. God damn it, Ashley.
Yes, text it to me. Oh my God, Jay. They're not even they're very,
they're lightly
Jay,
crossed.
I gotta be honest. Did you? They, it doesn't look like you.
It doesn't look like me.
At all.
It doesn't look
Did
like
you
me.
Go to a salon or a Supercuts to get this done?
Yeah, my mom had like a hairdresser that she always brought us to.
Okay. So somebody delicately frosted those tips.
I think in this photo I'm 11.
You just got very serious.
I hadn't done a lot of growing.
Okay.
So the weight.
Ashley is crying. Ashley's crying. Concentrated. Yes, I got a text. Yes.
In my torso.
This freeze frame.
Oh, dear God. So.
Jay,
that's
it's not
me.
That bad. Why wouldn't you ever release this? That looks nothing like you.
Is it doesn't look anything like me. It's really.
Were you ever a chubby kid?
I was chubby.
I was going to say, you look like you don't look like you're chubby in this, but you look like you might have just gotten out of it.
Oh, no, I was chubby in this. And I was chubby from like 8 until probably like 15, 14 or 15.
Hey, did you guys know if you pause a video, you can zoom in on it?
Yep.
Dope. So anyway,
Oh, and then once you're zoomed in, you can screen cap it. I didn't know any of these things.
This really backfired.
Your reaction and my reaction caught to looking at that video is so priceless, though.
So
that's pretty good. Pretty good
stuff. I think we can say wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that what?
Frosted Tips moves on.
I mean, your tips aren't even, if we're breaking down the haircut, now that I have it on the picture.
There's one that my mom couldn't.
Your swoop.
There's one that my mom couldn't find that I asked specifically for, and I remember I was wearing a visor.
Of course you were.
That's where you could tell.
May I ask, is this part right here, is that your, is that frosted or is that just like I can see your skin?
That's frosted. The part on the right?
Yeah, so it went on its own to the other side?
It's really, here's a close up.
Nice.
It's really like, it's not, it's just the very front few pieces.
Yeah, so it's the tips are just supposed to be like across the top.
No, but that's
front.
Yeah,
right?
But no, I knew plenty of kids in middle school that just did the tips of the front flip.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, it's not, I mean, you look very proud of it.
I was feeling it.
You got a proud face. You look like a cool kid.
That's nice of you to say.
Katie, you're sweet.
Well, it's bad now, but you look like a cool kid then. You got a little, your collar's not popped, but there were a couple years before that became a thing, I think.
Oh my gosh, Jay, between the cat picture, you've just brought me so much joy the last 2 weeks. Thank
Jay,
you so much.
Jay, the cat, Gaffney.
Oh man.
Listen, guys.
Pretty great.
Holy crap.
We're in quarantine, I figured we need some little victories, and there you go.
See, now that photo made me want to not move Frosted Tips. because unlike Magic Eye,
that's
we
fair.
All can see it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
and
point.
We can't unsee it.
No, so. Right?
Can't unsee it.
Like,
can't
unsee that's
it.
Kind of like Magic Eye. Once you see it, you're like, oh, now every time I look at it, I just see it.
All I see is this. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Hey, can I ask a question, Jay? When you saw the blue dress, blue, black, white, gold dress, could you see it both ways or could you only see it one way?
Blue.
You couldn't see it the other way. I know, obviously, it ended up being a blue and black dress, but could you see it? I know most people were like, it's blue and black, and then they looked at it long enough, and they were like, wait, it's white
and gold.
Usually
with that sort of color stuff, I can only see
Well, that explains, that explains the Magic Eye thing. They're very
similar. I also definitely heard Laurel, for the record, but, I mean, it is what it is.
It's because Yanny's not a f***ing word. That one was so stupid to me. all right, so, Ash, what moves on?
I don't know.
I feel like guilt putting Magic Eye over the starter jackets from last week. And I would feel probably even more guilt advancing them again.
All right, so we can move on, Frosted Tips. But to address the starter jacket thing, I did say I had nothing to do with it. And guess who got a lot of tweets about it?
Probs you.
Me. Being it's still your fault. You should have used your executive privilege. I'm like, listen, I separated myself from that discussion. But now, out of respect for those people, we will move on. Jay's Frosted Tips.
Let's go, baby.
The problem is, though, we have to post the photo somewhere. Otherwise, we can't move it on. You know that.
I feel like people know content.
Jay, you do. This is good, Ashley. Plato is vanity. You know content better than anyone. You know, people need to earn the photo.
I'm going to think of a way for people to earn that photo, but we're just not going to
The Reddit needs it. The Reddit deserves it.
The Reddit can earn it. They can earn it. I'll think of a way.
All right.
I'm just going to give it out.
Next matchup. I might,
if you take too long.
Yeah, right? You forget that we also have it.
Don't tell them that.
Next matchup. Game Boy versus Goosebumps books. Again, this doesn't seem fair because one is a piece of technology and the other is a book.
If we will approach it as, like, how did it shape your childhood?
Well, I think Goosebumps books are probably what led me to be a person who doesn't see scary movies but reads the Wikipedia page of them instead. Which I don't think is a particularly great part of my personality. And so I would say Goosebumps books probably shaped me for the worst, although they did let me participate in horror culture without having to, you know, cry about it.
Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of other 90s books I read that meant more to me than Goosebumps.
You were a book person.
I was a book person from the beginning. So, like, to me, it was like, oh, yeah, these are cool. But, like, Game Boy was, like, I loved Game Boy. Because we only had one, so we all had to share. But, like, I didn't have, like, a video game system in my house, really.
You know what?
Sorry, I feel like you were...
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, no, you go. Jay, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's an aside. Ash, I was going to say, I feel like you were, like, a Boxcar Children stan.
I liked Boxcar Children.
I also liked Boxcar Children. I did too.
I recently went back and like reread what it was because I was curious. I couldn't remember. And it's like kind of a messed up premise.
Yeah, it is definitely a messed up premise. Anyway, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. The other day, this is even more sideways. The other day I turned on the TV and for some reason it was on, I don't know about you guys, but we've been scrolling through trying to find stuff that just is different. So we probably were watching something on a weird channel. And then when I turned the cable back on, it was on that channel. And Dan was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know. It looked like a really old show. And my first thought was like, I think this is Little House on the Prairie. And then I hit the info and it was. I used to read every Little House on the Prairie books. I loved those books. I had like a set and it came in this box that was like checkered blue and white on the sides. Like it was like an adorable, but I hated the TV show, but I knew it well enough to, okay, why am I?
That's really impressive.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like it had a specific look.
Yeah, it did.
Little House, yeah.
It was like old.
It was kind of grainy.
It's old now, but it was like made to look like it was back in an older.
Yeah.
It was bad. The show wasn't good. But yeah, Goosebumps books. I'm going to actually see if I can get one on the internet so that I can read it. Because I wonder what the quality of writing was like. I don't remember.
If you, do you have a Kindle?
I do.
You can download a Kindle edition, probably.
Whatever you do, don't read Attack of the Dummy, because it will give you nightmares for your entire year when you're 13 and have frosted tips, just so you know. Don't read that one.
Night of the Living Dummy?
Very scary. Extremely scary.
The seventh book in the original Goosebumps series. I mean, look at that picture.
Ugh. It was so scary. I remember that book terrifying me. And, like, even just seeing the cover would give me nightmares.
Did they make a Goosebumps, like, show series, too, or movies?
Yeah, I think it was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I feel like I watched that later, though.
That was, like, after we were a little older.
Jay, do you remember the name of the dummy?
No, please don't say it. I'm gonna be scared.
It was Slappy.
Oh!
Slappy the Dummy.
I don't like it. It really is so creepy.
He's kind of ugly, but he's a lot of fun. She's having a great time. Lindy is the kid. She's having a great time learning to make Slappy move and talk. But Chris is jealous of all the attention her sister is getting. It's no fair. Why does Lindy have all the luck? So Chris decides to get a dummy of her own. She'll show Lindy. Then weird things begin to happen. Nasty things. Evil things.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So scary.
Interesting.
Don't read that one.
Oh, wait. The other dummy, maybe the bad dummy, is Mr. Wood. Slappy and Mr. Wood. Is this a masturbation tale?
I don't remember liking it.
Oh, God. Katie, can you please read a Goosebumps and do a book report for us next week?
I will. I will gladly do that because I am bored out of my mind. That being said, do we move on Game Boy?
I vote Game Boy.
I think we have to.
Again, I didn't have one. So we, as a family, we had a Talk Boy.
A what now?
What's the thing in Home Alone that he records himself into?
Oh, I was going to say a talk man, but I don't think that's what it is.
I think it was a talk boy.
What's with all the boy and man?
Well, yes. Right? That's what I'm... Thank you. Thanks for being an ally, Jay.
You're so welcome.
I think because talk lady...
It's overwhelming.
Talk lady doesn't sound good.
Walk lady. Walk lady's pretty good.
Actually, right. Yeah. And before I even say this, actually, Google talk girl. I want to say they came out with a pink one.
It literally shocked that it was
I
pink.
Think it was just pink. It was the exact same thing, but I think it was pink.
No, well, I mean, I Googled talk girl and something else came up.
Of course.
Great.
Anyway.
Shout out to the internet.
Yeah, we had a talk boy.
Yep.
Is the pink. Microphone edges of it like metallic purple?
I think it's very green. Yeah.
I think I asked for one for Christmas, and my mom was like, "We have Talk Boy," and I was like, "Okay, yeah, yes."
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
So anyway, that was my handheld entertainment. I think I said something similar to this last podcast, but somewhere there are just tapes of me hosting a radio show for no one, doing weirdly
it's
enough
sports with Katie.
Prescient in a very prescient moment. I was doing like ad reads for Ruffles chips. I vividly remember.
You didn't, like a, wow.
Ooh, this really show is brought to you by Ruffles. And we would put on funny voices. Wow, it all makes sense now.
This is totally.
I bet those tapes would be worth a lot of money.
The good thing about Talk Boy was you could speed yourself up so you talked funny or slow yourself down. Which was hilarious.
Yeah, when you speed yourself up, you sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And when you slow yourself down, you sound drunk. Or like, for us, it was me and my friends would ride in the back of my dad's, he had a station wagon that had the reverse facing seats, and we just loved sitting back there
because
on long road trips, like we would go to Rocky Hill, Connecticut a lot. That was where all of my rhythmic gymnastics meets were. So we would sit in the back of my dad's, station wagon and like record on it, which was like, now I think about it, I'm like, our parents were right in the front and could hear us and were probably so annoyed by us, but we
were like turning up the radio and trying to tune it out.
Yeah, probably.
But I mean, it's better than you talking to them the whole time.
That's true. I gotta find those tapes. All right, we'll move on Game Boy, and I will just not participate in the discussion. But I do want to know in the next round, like, what your favorite games on Game Boy were. But not yet.
For sure.
Okay. Sure. Next up, we have Napster, Kazaa, LimeWire versus Pump Up Basketball Shoes. Now, people took issue with your inclusion of these streaming services or whatever, downloading services, file sharing services on the last podcast. Jay, do you want to take a moment to defend yourself?
I do. Napster came out in the 90s, as we said on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So the other two, yes, were later. But honestly, feels like a thing that started in the 90s and then carried on. What happened? Did I get laggy?
You froze when you said but, and so it was like, but,
Well, the listeners won't hear that because we have seamless audio quality.
It sounds like you're auto-tuning, though. Like, it's so good.
So that's the reason.
I don't know what the reason was. Oh.
Yeah. The reason is Napster came
out. So it should only be Napster. We shouldn't have Kazaa and LimeWire.
That's totally fine with me.
Yeah. So what we're learning is that you did too much, which is a thing that we all suffer from.
Mm.
You added those other ones and you shouldn't have. So it's just Napster.
Shouldn't have. Hey, guys. I apologize for doing too
Jay
much
Wolf
and adding
here
those
from
other
the sports
ones.
Podcast. This is Jay Wolf.
I am. I do apologize for that. So please accept my apology, and we're just going to do Napster, because you guys were right to point out my flaw and my error. So thank you.
The other thing I'd like to point out is, like, there were two, off the top of my head, two comedians who I don't think would have risen to the insane popularity they did if it weren't for the timing of file sharing services. Because I specifically remember Dane Cook being
I was going to say, is it Dane Cook?
You could download Dane Cook's like clips on whichever service whenever. And I think that's partially why he skyrocketed. He was funny. It was obviously like he had a very specific voice, and I think a lot of us grew out of it. But he, like, I had so much Dane Cook that I'll still quote randomly from day to day. And then the other one, I don't know if this one is as universal, but Pablo Francisco. Was another comedian that we all downloaded, at least at my school, all of his clips, because he would do like funny voices. He did like the movie phone voice. And he would like do fake movie trailers. I don't know, but it was funny to see like what I really do think that played such a big. I rewatched what's his stupid Tourgasm, the Dane Cook like documentary from when he went on tour with like Bobby Kelly, dear. And I was watching it. And I'm like, they never addressed that, and maybe we didn't know then that that was partially why. But I really think looking back at it, it's like, oh yeah, Dane Cook's rise makes sense because we could all download
there are
stuff.
Like really serious Dane Cook earworms. Like whenever there's a Burger King, you're always like, "Oh yeah,
he thought he was the Burger King." And then there's also
the shoes.
The movie Dune is in my chocolatey drink.
The movie Dune, and then the pocketbooks and the shoes.
Yeah, let's all stand in a circle around our pocketbooks and shoes. I'm here to dance.
That's wild. I didn't even realize that people used streaming services to download comedy. That was never even, like, in my realm of
I remember getting Dane Cook, and I also got a lot of Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg. Time. Oh, my God, yeah. And I had some – I had George Carlin, too, because my mom had a George Carlin book that I loved and thought was so funny. So that's where I got, like, all my George Carlin. But, like, getting to be able to, like, listen – like, on it was essentially on demand. Remember having to wait for it to download and, like, if it wasn't going fast enough, trying to find somebody who had
different
it at a faster speed?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I remember, I'm sure that I could find it now, but I remember going down a wormhole several years ago of like a Mitch Hedberg album I remember having from LimeWire that like I could not find on like Spotify or anything like that. I was just like, where's this album?
There was also a couple songs that the fastest version of the download had a glitch in it. And so everybody weirdly across your group of friends had this same glitch in their version of that song. The one I specifically remember is I Want to Dance with Somebody. There was a, like a little like a skip at one point in the song. And so now when I hear that song, I'm like, where's the, like, I'm like waiting for that.
That's so funny. I remember that too. Or like you would like wait all like for like hours for an album and then you'd get it and it would like play the first part of the song. You'd be like, yes. And then the whole thing would be a, like a whole long glitch. Did that ever happen to you?
No. Yeah. I don't think it would
fail after the first, like, 20 seconds.
No, like, they were, like, people who were seeding files that, like, weren't actually the thing that it said it was going to be. And so it's like, this is the new album from this person, and then you download it, and it would, like, start to play that album, and then it would just be like, and, like, set, like, really strange sounds. Very rude.
People stink.
Very rude.
Super rude. It was a great... it was a great service. There was also sometimes songs would get mislabeled. So they would say they were by an artist that they weren't by. So for a really long time, I thought a song by Foreigner was by Hall & Oates. And probably only realized it was Foreigner five to 10 years ago.
Like every reggae-ish song was labeled Bob Marley. Yeah. If it wasn't, I remember that for sure.
It's still that way on YouTube.
So we were just all completely misinformed, which was a downside. But also, you know, who cares? So it's that versus Pump Up Basketball Shoes. As a woman, they didn't make them in girl sizes.
Nope.
So you could buy the boy ones that fit you. But, you know, again, we've already established Cammy Nolan wasn't out here going crazy buying me stuff. So I did not own any Pump Up Basketball Shoes. And I think when you break down the technology, I don't think it makes sense or works, or else we would still do it.
No, it definitely doesn't work.
But it may have been the thing that led to, it may have been the adjacent possible to like Air Max. Like it may have been the thing that was like, oh yeah, putting air in something is helpful. We should put air in it. So it may have been the thing that got us to here.
Yeah.
You know, but not worth saving to me.
I agree. I mean, I think they were cool. They looked cool. I bet they were like fun to pump. I used to like ask if I could like do other people's because I never had them. But as a being able to get whatever music you wanted for free, like almost instantaneously.
Do you remember when they came out and they were like, this is piracy and you'll be prosecuted? And for a day we were all like, should I not download anything?
Yeah, and then we just kept doing it.
And then we just kept doing it.
I never had pop-up basketball shoes. I mean, obviously you saw that photo of me, so you know. But I did have...
Actually looks like he had pumps.
I did have Heelys, which I believe was 2000s, but just to throw it in the mix, do you remember Heelys?
Vaguely. Are those like Skechers shape-ups?
Heelys were the shoes that had wheels in the back.
And you could, like, those are cool. Those were not cool for our age group.
No, they were cool when they first came out when we were like 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when I had them. Obviously, again.
Kate's like, nope.
I could have sworn they were for like, I remember little kids.
I thought they were for little kids.
Now little kids have them.
But at the time, 17-year-olds totally had them.
They were just
please refer back to the photo up to Hot Topic. When you're picturing me as cool, I need you to refer back to the photo that you took.
Yeah, but that's a ball. But you have to be cool to have the balls to wear Rolly sneakers.
I was trying to do anything to be cool. I would have done any type of shoe wear, anything.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think those shoes were cool. I don't think they made people. I don't think you would have. It's fine. I don't know. We all grew up in different places.
We can't go back in time.
St. Louis is weird.
This was just before the skateboarding took over. Then it was like, oh, I'm going to bring a skateboard to school and like
pretend. Someone on the Reddit will let you know skateboards were invented well before Heelys, but I'll leave that to them.
No, I'm aware of that. It's that's when I started skateboarding.
Got it. So can we move on Napster?
Yes, please.
I think we can.
Great. Next matchup, Beanie Babies versus the Oregon Trail. Now, this has made me the most frustrated of all the things that we eliminated and or moved on in the last podcast. The discussion about Oregon Trail being invented in the 70s. Sure.
As a game concept, or
as like an idea, or for computers for people who had them.
Like,
sure. But the craze of Oregon Trail is 90s. And the fact that people are mad because it was invented in the 70s is making me very frustrated. Because, like, things get invented. Like, you know, computers were invented when they were invented. I don't remember. But then they became, you know, popular.
Mainstream, yeah.
And used by people, like normal people, not just your friend who's an astrophysicist. Like, pretty in a certain, you know what I mean? The time that it rose to popularity and the time it was invented are not the same thing. Nobody thinks Oregon Trail and is like, oh man, the 70s, what a decade. It doesn't make any sense. What are you getting upset about, Ashley? You have upset Google face.
I didn't know people were upset about this, so now I'm reading about when it came out.
A computer that was the size of a room. Nobody was playing that.
I mean, don't say nobody, because there was somebody somewhere playing it. Now he has a Twitter account and he's yelling.
Good for you, buddy. We all played it in the 90s, which is why it's in this bracket.
Yeah. It was a 90s thing. But can we not move it on because there's contention?
I don't think that...
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
I think we let it play against Beanie Babies and see how it does.
Well, yeah. So we can discuss while Ashley makes an official ruling.
Okay.
I said all there is to say about Beanie Babies last podcast, as is evidenced by the post on our Reddit thread of a Photoshop of me in a director's chair yelling at a bunch of Beanie Babies on set.
God, I've been off our subreddit for too long. I have not seen any of this stuff.
I saw it today and that made me laugh.
You'll like the quote they have coming out of my mouth, Ashley. You'll enjoy it.
Beanie Babies... Gosh, I just remember when they like started to get expensive. Like at first it was just like, oh, these are these fun things. And then there was this specific moment where it was like, these are all super valuable. And then that's when we all like kind of got crazy about it. And I just remember not being able to get them, but going over to this kid's house and like his mom had bought like all of them. They were super rich.
I said that I would look up the ones that I had and share them. Yeah. Here are a couple. I had, Patty the Platypus. She was one of the original nine, so she was a big deal. I had Snort the Red Bull, the Valentino Beanie. I did not have Jake the Duck. These are the most valuable ones. But again, there were like reasons that certain ones were valuable, and you could still have them and not have the valuable one. I had Gobbles the Turkey and Peanut the Elephant. Why are these all lists of expensive ones? I want lists of, like, popular ones. Ooh, an article from History.com from May 2018 that says the dark side of the 90s Beanie Baby craze. I will be reading that later. Open a new tab.
It's the new McMillions.
While you look at that, I have a reason why I think Oregon Trail should count as 90s.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Because an updated version, Oregon Trail Deluxe, was released for, is it DOS or DOS? I never know how to say it. I just read it. DOS? And DOS. Macintosh in 1992, as well as Windows in 1993, followed by Oregon Trail 2 in 1995, the Oregon Trail 3rd edition in 1997, and 4th and 5th editions. So, like, yes, it came out in the 70s, and then they re-released it, like, with better graphics in 1985, but, like, the editions that started being dope and being, like, in classrooms and all that stuff came out in the 90s.
Well, also, that was around the time that people started having computers at home. Because right. Before that, I don't think as many people had them. Like
Pinchers, the lobster. Hissy, the snake. I'm just naming ones I had. That's there were these, like, Easter-colored bunnies. And I definitely, I had the purple one and the pink one, but I didn't have the teal one.
Mm, the set is more valuable, Katie.
I assume so, because mine are worth literally nothing. Mm. Hippity, hoppity, and floppity. Oh my God. Them? It's hippity, hoppity, and floppity. And maybe I did have the teal one, or maybe I just had two of the purple one. Because I remember these were like three in my TV show, these were like the three cool friends. It was like the mean girls were hippity hoppity and, what did you say? Someone said something?
I just Googled Princess Diana Beanie Baby on eBay just to see like what it is. And the top hit is selling for $49,000.
That's not possible. It's possible, but it probably is like the serial number has to be a certain yada. There's no way that I could sell my Beanie Baby, my Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
First edition, mint condition. Yeah.
I mean, allowed to take it out of its plastic display case. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
She didn't get to, probably. My mom probably has it in the attic. She didn't
Who
get
was
to.
Who spending $9,000 on these?
She wasn't in the show. Because she was quarantined to her little plastic.
And here's
home.
One that's 99 cents. This is, their discrepancy is right? Wild.
This happens with Pokemon cards, too, because I had a boyfriend who had a lot. He found in his old collection of Pokemon cards. So we went online to try to see how much any of them were worth. And it's like anytime you think you get a hit, you're like, oh, this isn't that version. Mm. It's weird. People are weird. Splash the Whale. I had Squealer the Pig was my favorite one. She was like a light pink pig. Spot the Dog.
I think I had that one.
Yeah, man, I loved them. Notable Beanie Babies. Garcia the Bear, I did not have.
Oh, is that the tie-dye one, the Jerry Garcia one?
Mm-hmm.
I had that one.
Oh, I had Tabasco the Bull, not Snort. So maybe that would be worth something, because they changed the name because it was copyright infringement. So I bet the Ridge might be worth something. Peanut the Elephant, it was a blue elephant. Man, I had a lot of good ones.
That's a lot of Beanie Babies.
Never had any American Girl dolls, so I think I got to use that on my mom. Of like, you never got me that, you never got me this, I want these. And she, I don't know what made her decide, like, yeah, these are fine. I think it's because they were like $7.99.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I had a bucket, like a bucket of Beanie Babies. Pretty neat. But anyway, they're up against Oregon Trail.
I can't really speak to Beanie Babies. They were never really my thing. I know people were obsessed with them. I wasn't really.
Some people
loved
that mean
the Oregon
a lot
Trail.
To
yeah. So like, I'm gonna lay out for you the way that you laid out for me with Game Boy. Mm. I feel strongly about Oregon Trail. It's fun. I would play it today.
Jay? I did both. Had Beanie Babies and played Oregon Trail. We said all there was to say about Oregon Trail last week, which was that, like, computer class, when they were like, just play Oregon Trail, was the best day. And
I've said all there is to say about Beanie Babies, I believe. I've said more than anyone has ever said on a podcast about Beanie Babies.
I do think that Beanie Babies were, like, just, like, if you had a good one, it was insane. And that feeling of like Oregon Trail was everybody could do. Whereas like if you had the good Beanie Baby, it was.
Here, let me take this. I can recognize that Beanie Babies played a huge role in my development as a person. As we discovered kind of live last week, they may have led to my choice of career and prepared me for a life of giving notes. That being said, they were just basically stuffed animals mixed with Love Sack, which I don't think had come out yet. If we were doing a 2000s bracket, I would put Love Sack in the 2000s.
Oh my
bracket.
God, Love Sack.
When our mall got a Love Sack, oof. But
I have a Love Sack story.
They're basically just beanbags shaped like stuffed animals. I don't think they changed the world. I think they made people a little crazy for no reason. They were just stuffed animals. Whereas Oregon Trail was like a computer game that got kids to learn about computers, also to learn about the Old West and to learn about dysentery. Mm-hmm. And it's like a game that you could play. And while Beanie Babies for me was like a very, it was like a very solo activity. It was like a thing that mattered to me. And then I made my friends do it, just like they made me do their weird shit, like study Wiccan culture.
Wait, what?
So remember when I said I was like, you uncool groups of friends were just like, here's my weird thing, and you must participate because no one else is hanging out with you. What's your weird thing? I'll participate. I had a lot of friends, different friends, in different times of my life that were really into Wiccan culture, like witches and witchcraft. Huh. Yeah. Anywho, okay. It's not about them, and, you know, I'll let them talk about it on their podcasts that I don't listen to. While I can admit that Beanie Babies played a huge role in my life, I think in terms of, you know, Oregon Trail was something you did with people and was like an experience at school that was like a cool thing and it was fun to do. And so I think we move on Oregon Trail.
I'll accept it. The only thing I was going to say was I think like collecting Beanie Babies was like an incredible precursor for like collecting items in a video game. Like we used to collect them and like wanted to have to level up and get the better ones. And then that like basically became the way that we experienced games moving forward.
You just tapped into a thing about me. You just connected, you know, when you're like unraveling necklaces and you find the thing and you're like, oh, this is connected. This is this. And then you pull it out.
Yeah.
I think you just made me realize that like, because when I play video games, whoever I'm around is always like, you see and collect. Like, I don't miss anything. Some people will be like, we move on now. The zombies are dead. We have to go kill more zombies. And I'm like, wait, there's stuff in this room. And then I'll go around and collect it. Like, I'm watching my boyfriend play God of War. And he'll just, like, finish murdering and be like, time to move on. And I'm like, you just missed three things. Also, look up at the ceiling. Shoot the little target above the bucket. The bucket will fall. There's something in there. Go get that. And you just made me I collected Beanie Babies, but I don't really collect anything else. But man, in video games, I have to get to 100%.
Yeah. I just remember because it was that. And then shortly thereafter, I started playing Diablo 2.
Because it is a video game.
Okay.
What? I stopped. You kept talking and then I stopped and then you stopped talking. What's up?
Yeah. No,
Jay's
sorry.
Cutting in and out.
Internet connection. Yeah. I feel like Ian when he was on the show and had to raise his hand to talk. I was saying that shortly thereafter I started playing Diablo 2. And like Diablo 2 was also like the first game that I ever played where you had to collect items. And I just remember like those things feeling similarly like good dopamine when you got the thing. But I agree. Yeah. Oregon Trail should move on.
I'm going to call my mom and see if she has the old tapes from the Talk Boy and my Beanie Babies. And I will update us.
After your Goosebumps book report.
After my Goosebumps book report. We've got lots of content to get to next week.
And we have to play Oregon Trail on the pod.
Yes.
Oh, God, is that a thing that's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, next matchup. We've got two left. Fanny Packs versus calling radio stations and requesting songs and then hearing them play. I think I said this last week, but Fanny Packs to me are like practical things that are resurging. I almost more associate them with the 80s, which is probably incorrect, but I do feel like they're coming back now and they do make practical sense. But I didn't have one in the 90s. I didn't like go to school with a fanny pack on. I didn't use them.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think
obviously I use one now very often because it's full of treats.
Yeah, I think they were, it was interesting to see the like spectrum of them, like the cool teens with them like off the side of their hip with like the bright neon colors, or like, you know, the mom using it like tucked underneath her shirt to like hold her wallet and like passport. It's like you could use fanny packs in a lot of different ways.
Fanny packs make me think of when my dad used to run road races and we would go to the road race and like my mom would bring a fanny pack for like stuff that we needed. Or maybe my dad would wear one when he... I just remember this, like, neon green fanny pack that we had.
Yeah, I think my mom used to wear them too. They never seemed like cool to me.
I just was like, put on a backpack.
Yeah.
You can carry more stuff.
Do you remember when those backpacks that had like the crossbody first came out? And like that was like the coolest thing that you could have, but it was basically just a really fanny pack that you wore wrong.
Yeah, and it also wasn't good for your back.
Yeah, totally. But I remember seeing those Slash backpacks and being like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough matchup. Feels like fanny packs were a thing, but calling radio stations requesting songs was...
That's got to move on for me.
That's the best activity. That was like a Friday night.
I remember like crowding around with my friends around the phone and being like, okay, it's everybody true. Be quiet. Everyone quiet. I'm going to call. And then it'd be like, ooh, and then you'd call. And then if that didn't get on, you're like, ooh, I'm going to call. Must have been so annoying to work at a radio station.
Remember those like contests they would have where they'd be like, and our 101 caller would get a...
They do still do that. We had, we called into sports radio once and cause it was like a trivia question, and we, you know, you would call and you would get either like it would be busy and then you'd call again and call again. And then I remember when it would ring, you'd be like, oh my God. And then it would ring and be like, you're the 75th caller. Try again. And you're like, no. So you'd hang up, you'd call, it'd be busy. We got through once and my dad was like, when they answer, say Wayne Gretzky. And he gave me the phone and I was like, Wayne Gretzky. I was really little. We were living in our old house. So I was like younger than second grade. And they were like, that's correct. How old are you? And I was like, dad, like gave him the phone. He did not prep me for the follow up question, but we got
it
right.
That's awesome. Really
funny. Also, though, how hard could the question have been if the answer was Wayne Gretzky? It's like you accidentally hear a hockey question, you just guess Wayne Gretzky. But
statistically, that's the thing to do.
Exactly.
For sure.
You miss 100% of the calls to radio stations that you never make, you know?
Oh, wow. Michael Scott said that.
Well, yeah, he did. moving on, last matchup, TRL versus AIM. This is the matchup of the bracket to me.
Yeah. Wow, really?
TRL used to be appointment viewing. Like, they got the most famous people to come. There was that big glass window that they would stand at in Times Square. People would just stand outside to be like, come on, TRL, with big signs.
Like, I love you, Usher.
Carson Daly got a whole career out of it.
He did, yeah.
I mean, then they would have the, like, VJ competition, Who Wants to Be an MTV VJ. We met Jesse. Like, there was a whole thing because of TRL. So,
here's the thing about TRL that I'll say. I think that it definitely started in 1998, but I think all of the things that we're fond of and remember from TRL was the 2000s, and that's why I would argue that AIM moves on. I know
what
that's a logistical
AIM?
Reason and not great.
92? I also remember AIM mattering more to me in high school than in middle school, which was 2001, but...
Also, 1997 it came out.
Also, the negatives of AIM is it was the start of like moving bullying into the home.
Yeah.
AIM was when school drama wasn't just at school. Like, you couldn't just go home and stop getting bullied. Like, you would get bullied on the internet.
Well, I think so. AIM could be used in a lot of different ways.
That was how the girls at my school used it.
Yeah. But it was like it was a way to talk to your friends because it was before texting. So it was a way to like talk to your friends after school, or if you happened to go to an all-girls school, it was a way to talk to boys.
Ooh.
So like that is like AIM was like how I developed like all my relationships when I was in middle school.
I think that's how like the first girlfriend I ever had when I was like 15, that's like how it started was AIM.
Yeah, there was like a window before my parents would get home that I'd be done with school and I'd be home and I could go sneak onto the computer and go on AIM and like talk to my friends until my mom got home. And then I'd have to like go do homework.
Man, remember hiding AIM and pulling up whatever else to make it look like you were doing homework?
Got it. But that dial-up connection, it would catch you. Like it was so loud. Like there's no way you could do it if they were
home. Or like you'd be like saying like, no, I'm doing my book report. And then you just hear that like door close AIM song. And that sound. It'd be like, and your mom's like, what's that?
Did you guys set noises for when your crush logged in?
Oh, yeah.
I forget what mine was. I was going to think about it, but I couldn't remember it.
AIM had the best sound effects, man.
Brian Dressler. Every time Brian Dressler logged in, it made a special noise.
You could throw shade on people. You could be like flirty in your away message. There's just endless possibilities.
And everybody had their emo quotes. A lot of Simple Plan.
So
the
many.
Same way that Napster helped out Dane Cook. I think that AIM really helped Simple Plan rise to popularity. They had a lot of lyrics about being a kid and how darn tough it was.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your AIM screen name? We've done this already, but...
We've done this. Scafan 01.
Scafan.
Wait, like our very first one or our like actual
the one that you the most embarrassing one you had.
That was mine, yeah, Scafan.
Because again, we grew up in a house that used the CDs, and so I had 18 different screen names because every time the CD ran out, we started a new account.
Yeah. My first one was Cooties 33, but it was spelled COODEEZ.
We have not done this on the pod.
Yeah, I think we have. I don't remember.
Cooties.
Cooties. I don't know
Cooties
why.
Nuts.
I don't
That's
know.
What I was going to say. I just knew it would be inappropriate.
I don't know why. But then, like, my actual one that I changed to when I was, like, starting to get recruited and stuff was Shutout 15. Because I was a bully.
Cool.
Nice. And 15 was my number. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
It doesn't matter.
No,
I was
going to
say it was a zero instead of an O. Ooh. Because Shutout 15 was taken, and that person used to get so much of my email. It was like a real problem. They hated me.
My main one, like my email address for AOL, was KitKat2140, which was an auto-generated number. But my, because on AIM you could make multiple screen names. Because this was back when, and this is crazy to people, and it's crazy to think about now. The good thing about AIM was you didn't have to pay for AOL. You could just download AIM. It was free. Yeah. And then you could log into the internet through, like, a free internet service. So the whole thing was free. The only thing you had to pay for was AOL, which got you access to, like, a mailbox and a chat room. But, like, that stuff stopped mattering. And all that really mattered was chatting with people. So you could get AIM for free and this free web service. I think it was called Net Zero, which I think is still a thing, which weirdly enough isn't zero. It costs money now to log into the internet. But back then you could get on the internet for free and then you could make as many screen names as you wanted. So then when I was like, oh, we're doing cool names, I was Hugs and Kisses 411. So anyway, I think we move, AIM on.
Yeah.
Although TRL, right. Like music videos mattering, man. But then they got to a point, and this was definitely in the 2000s. To your point, Jay, but they reached a point where they would just show like a clip of the music video and be like,
"I
okay,
know that was so
that.
Annoying."
And you were like, "I waited all day. I wanted to see that music video."
Yeah, that was the only way I could like see Hanson, you know?
Yeah.
Before you could like
and
Google
you
image
loved
search.
Hanson.
Oh man,
boy did I
just
love Hanson!
I have just the spitting image of the Mbop video just as soon as you say that just pops right in my head, all those oranges and yellows.
All right. Jay, you're breaking up. I'm sure you're saying something very important and we'll find out when we listen back to the podcast.
Okay.
He says, okay.
I think he was just singing Mbop.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. I'm so sorry that we missed it. We will get to the second half. So we're down to 8. We're going to move on very quickly in the next round, actually this time. Before we do that, I'm going to make a phone call very quickly.
Oh?
Hello?
Hi, Cammie.
Kate?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. What are you doing?
Sitting outside.
Ooh, bad girl.
I just finished cleaning upstairs. Just give myself a little break there.
You deserve it. I have a question.
What?
Do we still have my Beanie Babies?
Yes, we have thousands of them, and we were just thinking, should we toss these?
I think you should ship them to me.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know. So that I can toss them. But I do just kind of want to see them and see if they're worth anything.
I think Dad looked up some of them.
Yeah?
But real free. Yeah. I don't think he found anything, or, you know, but did Dad looking them up mean that they really aren't worth anything?
No. What about all the old cassette tapes of me and like Jill Beto and Kevin would make those on the Talk Boy?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of doubt it, but I could look through as I go through your stuff in the attic to hopefully pitch it.
Oh, she's going to throw away my childhood.
Well, unless you want it. I mean, I know you will. Dad always makes me ask Kevin, like, if he wants his old trophies and shit. And I say, he won't. And Mike says, call him. So I do. And he says, throw them out. I don't care.
Yeah, but Kevin was never the sentimental one. I always was.
Yeah. And you have much more stuff than he does.
Well, I've lived a much more accomplished life. Yeah, if we have those old tapes, I would love those. There's probably a ton of... Also, another question. Why did you never buy me Lisa Frank stuff?
I don't know. I just don't think that I was tuned into all of that.
Yeah? The, like, bright-colored drug-looking trippy folders with unicorns on them? You just didn't want me to have that in my life?
I really did. I mean, I bought what you guys asked me for, and if I could get away with cheaper, I did, but... You guys never, like, if you asked me for it and put up a big stink, maybe I would have got you one or two things.
Except a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, that thing was stupid. You didn't want that anyway. What is this, a rehash of the old grievances from your childhood? Is this just...
We're talking about, like, nostalgic 90s stuff on the podcast, and I was like, oh, I kept saying, oh, my mom never let me have that. Oh, my mom never got me that. And then I was like, maybe I'll just ask her.
You know why? You weren't cool. You didn't know what was cool, and you never asked for it. There you go.
You're right. You're not wrong.
Oh. I do not know, Katie. Half of that shit, like, I had to think, Lisa Frank, what the shit? What was that even? I don't even know.
Yeah, it was folders. I didn't need them. You weren't wrong.
I was looking through, like, some of the old pictures of, like, the meets and how the girls always had on these new outfits, and you had, like, some mashed-up thing we threw together, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Jill would always get a toy or a special treat at every meet. No matter what, she got a treat until we would go to the meets, and she'd just say, where's my treat?
Yeah, not me. I was like, you don't get a treat. Grow up, kid.
Right. What do you mean? I had to drag my ass across two states to get you here. You know what we're spending in gas?
That's a good point.
The treat is that we're here, and you have an outfit to wear on the floor.
Yeah, you want a treat? Go get a blue ribbon.
Yes. And you always did. You weren't you didn't have to be motivated by cheap commercial toys and such.
This is so good. This is good stuff, Mom. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's the truth, actually. You never really needed all that. And, of course, you knew that I was not the mother to provide such things.
Which is good. Home. You know, you taught me how to enjoy things when I get them.
And take it up the other time you asked.
Yep.
Like, remember going through the candy aisle with Rhonda's kids? It was like, these kids. Out of here. Or even trying to check out, be like, oh, they had to get Rolos, they had to get gum, they had to get this. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. You guys are like, Mom, can I? No. Okay.
It's good parenting. You're a good mom.
I would tell you beforehand, don't ask for anything in the checkout aisle because you're not getting it.
And that's why I mooned my brother at a Tiles Plus.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't sew up every crack in your kid's psyche.
No pun intended.
You're making some money off of some of these little tragedies.
You're absolutely right. Okay, I love you. Get back to being outside. I'll call you later.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. I mean...
Oh my God.
Couldn't have been better content, I don't think.
Oh, Cammy.
Holy shit.
All right. Well, on that note, today's podcast... God, let me get the doc open because now I'm just distracted by my amazing mother.
That's incredible.
Today's podcast also brought to you by State Farm. Ashley, how would you like me to tell people about State Farm?
Jay, how should Katie tell people about State Farm?
Jay, how do you want me to tell people about State Farm?
Well, so State Farm asked for us to do something a little different. They Ooh. Asked for us to name some clutch people.
Besides Cammy.
Besides Cammy. So why don't you read it as normal, and then once we hit that naming stuff, we're just going to go... And we'll just
read it as normal.
Name some clutch people for a little while.
Read it as normal, Myrtle. What does that mean? There's nothing realer than someone you can rely on, whether you're relying them to make the shot in the clutch or be there when you need it most. Like, you know, like Cammy Nolan, when you call her and you think she's going to talk about, you know, something stupid, but instead she sticks to the topic and really nails it. Or, you know, who else is that like, Jay?
Some other people who come through in the clutch all the time are Cam'ron. Whenever you put on Hey Ma, everybody is down with Cam'ron. Hey Ma. That's the song. It doesn't matter what context you're in. It's a clutch song.
Some of us what mean the world to you, but that's fine. Go ahead, Ashley.
I mean, I thought they were saying like clutch, like make the shot in the clutch. This is a sports podcast.
Sure. You know, like, so Michael, who do you got?
Michael Jordan, maybe.
Always clutch.
Very clutch. You know who else? Jerry West. His nickname? Mr. Clutch.
Yeah. I wish
so there's
that,
a sports prequel.
I see that two people here have been prepped on what this was going to be. I won't say which two. I won't name names. You know, Michael Jordan, super clutch. You're right. And if only there were a 10-part documentary we could watch about it. Oh my God, there is. You should watch
that. To relive through it.
ESPN. And if you're afraid of curse words, ESPN 2. You know, not clutch. It's like the opposite of what's his face? Who's the most not clutch? Paul George. It's opposite of Paul George. You know, except for that one Gatorade commercial where he hit that game-winning three at the buzzer. You know, someone you can trust to come in clutch. They make all the difference on or off the court. With State Farm, you get a teammate you can rely on. You get the real deal when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wow. Nice. That was such a clutch read, Katie.
Really clutch. So Katie Nolan, maybe was somebody we could have named when we were throwing out names. But that's
fine. That was my next one. You just didn't give me a second.
Yeah. We ran out of time. Next time.
My mom just texted me and said, Dad is so happy. Can't wait to find out why. Oh, probably because he gets
to get rid of the Beanie Babies.
Into the attic and ship off some Beanie Babies. Yeah. All right. So we're down to how many now?
Eight.
First matchup, Discman, Walkman, whatever, versus going to Blockbuster quickly.
Wow. This is tough because it's like music or video, you know?
Yeah, but there are later, we have more music ones on here that I would be more likely to move on. I think I would say, well, here's the thing.
One thing we haven't talked about, and I don't know if this was a thing for you guys as well, is that Blockbuster was also kind of a social destination. I went to an all-girls school, but it was a place where I could run into friends, people my age, boys from my town.
Right.
And that was fun.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say for Discman was the game started to change when you could burn CDs.
Yeah.
You guys remember Great when point. You got we your were first one of the computer only, that you could...
We were one of the only houses that had a CD burner in, like, my group of friends, because, like, my dad needed it for work. So I would just burn CDs for people.
And that's a really making a great mix CD was like incredible.
But
like,
I would argue that goes with Napster.
True. I mean, there are two sides of it. But Unlike for a sure, CD. Having a Discman.
That was a good joke.
Jay, you always short out at the wrong time.
His freeze frame right now is terrifying.
I know.
Really bad.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Jay, you there, bud? Hey.
Hey, I'm
welcome
here.
Back.
I'm back.
That's
what's
okay.
up, guys?
What's
hey,
up?
It's Jay. Hey, I'm Jay Wolf. I just wanted to apologize for my internet connection. It's not so strong today. And you guys
are
were
you
right
whitening your
out.
Teeth, or does it just look whiter because you're so tan?
Probably the latter.
Well, you would know if you're whitening your teeth, but go ahead.
I'm not whitening my teeth. I don't know, maybe I'm sleep whitening. Anyway, I agree. I think you're right. Napster is more of the CD burning choice than Discman, because you didn't, you know, like, I just remember bringing them to school and then you would play them on your Discman.
Yeah. The only problem with Discman was they never really solved for the Walkman fit really well on your belt.
Mm-hmm.
The Discman, I remember if you hung it on your belt or if you, you know, put it wherever, it would skip more.
Yeah.
Yes, it did skip a lot. Yeah. I used to put it in my hoodie pouch, like where your hands go, and it would like flop up against you as you walked. It's a great point, Katie.
Yeah, like even, I remember I would like, if you could take it out and like lay it on a table, you would, because that was the best way, sitting flat was the best way to get it to play.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, it comes down to me also about those headphones. They were so uncomfortable, and like there was no other options. Am I frozen again? Jesus Christ, man, stop talking when you're frozen.
Is he done talking, do you think? I'm trying to figure out how long to wait.
Now he's done.
It's going to be funny when we listen to it back, because we're all recording locally, and so he's
right when I start
gonna
talking.
Be making... But it's going to be so weird for the listener, because we're just going to be talking at the same time. It doesn't matter. I think we move on Blockbuster. I wouldn't have thought I would move on Blockbuster, but I think that it just is making me so happy and nostalgic to think about family trips of, like, get in the car, we're going to Blockbuster, and how happy we would be to go and, like, oh, my God, what movie are we going to get? Or, like, what video game are we going to rent? Like, it was just such a place of, like, access to stuff that you were like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Totally. So I don't know. I would pick going to Blockbuster, I think.
All right. Blockbuster.
All right. Next, Frosted Tips versus Game Boy. Boy, what a matchup. Jay, I'll let you take it.
Thanks so much. Frosted Tips. We're good for no one. Let's just be super clear about that. They didn't help a single person. I know you think you thought you were going to look like Justin Timberlake. Let's face it, bud.
I don't know if Justin Timberlake was the best example of Frosted Tips. He's the most famous.
Then who was?
Think about it.
From the 90s Jay Wolf?
Ooh, 90s Jay Wolf, not cute. So Game Boy was like the most incredible thing to have in the back of your parents' car, if you had one. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a Game Boy. We had a Game Gear. But when we got to play Game Gear in the backseat of the car was the best time.
Yeah, and look, as a Nintendo Switch owner, I'll say it's being able to play a game on like a flight or, I mean, if I were in the back of my parents' car, like, I understand the concept and I'm floored that I didn't have one because that sucks. But like, I still think I could feel very comfortable moving Game Boy on over Frosted Tips.
For sure.
Because none of the boys with Frosted Tips liked me.
Well, maybe you just didn't meet the right ones, you know?
I wore a puka shell necklace and everything. It just wasn't working.
Guys, I'm going to go. No, so did I'm going to submit Jonathan Taylor Thomas Frosted Tips.
Those aren't frosted on purpose, I don't think.
Yeah, they are. I Googled best Frosted Tips 90s.
No, it's got to be like dark with the blunt.
Yeah. Those are more like highlights. He's got like.
Mark McGrath?
That's it. Mark McGrath is it, I think.
I still think it's JT. Anyway, playing Pokemon.
I'm saying he's the most famous, but he's not like the best example for saying it's attractive.
Well, whatever. Well, either way, we're not moving it on.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, I think we move it on. I think we don't move it on. We move Game Boy on. Are we all okay with that? I think we gotta
move on Game Boy.
I have to take this dog out at some point, so we do have to move kind of quickly.
Let's do it.
Ashley, are you okay with Game Boy?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Next matchup, Napster versus the Oregon Trail. Oh. Oof.
Wow.
Oof.
Man.
This is really hard.
For me, Napster or AIM are like my number ones in this bracket. And I just don't think I can see Napster going down to Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail was fun, but Napster introduced me to everything that I learned that I loved.
Yeah, but
like
also
getting to listen to the music that I wanted to hear for the first time.
Not to be the podcast cop. Do we care that it was like wildly illegal and like robbed a lot of our favorite artists of money that they deserved?
No.
Okay. Well, just wanted to establish that. I'm not against it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Do we care is the wrong question. Like, yeah, I think obviously in retrospect, like, you know, not a great thing to do, but.
It was like a gigantic, crime ring that we all participated in and think of very fondly, but I'm sure artists think about it very differently. It did lead to the world that we're in now and the model we have now, streaming services and stuff like that. So I think that alone is like, okay, at least we figured out. We didn't know at first how to do it right, but now we try to. So I think it's fine. I just don't want, you know, cops yelling at us about it.
To me, this divide is like early 90s versus
It's like youth versus coming up age.
Yeah, versus teens.
I think Napster moves on. Oregon Trail, though, shout out. It was the best.
God, I loved it so much.
It taught us how to use the computers that we then used to pirate music and comedy. Had it not been for Oregon Trail, we couldn't have used Napster, but we do love Napster more, and so Oregon Trail, we think of you fondly, but you've died of dysentery.
Also, pour one out for when you were choosing the names at the top of the game, and you, like, named somebody Fart. Man, that was always fun.
I think that's a boy thing, Jay.
It's like, Fart guy to call her, and you're like, oh man, not Fart.
You just, like, typed poopy, and you were like, you thought you were so cool because you wrote.
We sure did.
All right, in the last matchup, calling the radio station to request songs and then hearing them play versus AOL/AIM.
Oh, God. This is the worst.
I really do miss calling radio stations and requesting songs. When you think about it, it's a thing that we did because we had to, and now we don't have to anymore.
I think that if someone invented a service where I could, like, have an away message, I would use it right now.
It's called Facebook.
Facebook or Twitter is just sharing your thoughts.
Twitter is just away messages. We're just sending away messages into the void. Like, ate a sandwich. Feel good about it.
Never thought about that before.
Yeah, Instagram isn't just with pictures. Like, it's all over the place now.
So, yeah.
I don't know. For me, it's AIM because that was a way to communicate with friends outside of school hours.
It was also where I learned that my skill to my friends, like my use in the group of friends, was if you were getting in an AIM fight, you would call me, or if you had a second line, which most of my friends did, or message me, and I would help you come up with your clapback. We didn't call it that then. It was called a diss. But I was pretty good at the internet diss.
I think you still are, Katie.
Yeah, I think that's just aged like fine wine.
Turned it into a career. No, I'm less combative now, but then it was like, oh, Jen has an issue with you? Well, let's talk about this issue with Jen.
When you do find yourself in that form on the internet, it is always a delight.
Thank you very much. I try to shy away from it now, you know, out of respect for the world. I know, we're going to go out in just a second. Good girl. Yeah, that's it. I was going to say something else, but then my dog looked at me and was adorable, and I forgot everything I was going to say. Oh, no, the meanest thing a girl could say to you on AIM, and Ashley, you went to an all-girls school, so I don't know if this is extra true for you or if this didn't happen, but the meanest thing you could say in an AIM fight was, yeah, well, your friends talk about you behind your back. They don't even like you. I never said that. That was never me, but I heard it a lot, and then I would cry about it a lot, where people were like, all of your friends talk shit about you. Also, AIM was where you found out, this is just revealing a lot about my childhood, but AIM was where you found out that all your friends were at a thing that you weren't invited to.
Totally.
Mm. But even all that being said, I think AIM moves on. I was in high school. This is not the 90s. I met, one of my brother's friends from his all boys school, on his hockey team was really cute. And we like had this online relationship where we were like, we had banter, we were cute. And then when I saw him in person, we were both too nervous to talk to each other. And we never talked to each other.
Oh, that definitely happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
So many times.
I relate to it when I watch Catfish, where you see the people meet and get weird to each other. I'm like, oh yeah, when you've had an entirely online relationship and you see each other for the first time, you're like, hi.
It was even that, but like on the phone, when people would be like, oh, can I call you? And be like, what? No, I don't want to talk on the phone. I want to type to you. That's easier. I can like think about it.
I can be witty. Like, I can be charming.
Edit it. Yeah.
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 All right, so we move AIM on, I think.
All right, guys, that was really well done. We're down to our final four.
Okay, final four. Let's do it. First matchup, going to Blockbuster versus Game Boy. Now, tell me about the games we were playing on Game Boy.
Tetris was the big one in my family.
Tetris crushed. Man, Tetris on Game Boy was
Tetris
so good.
On Game Boy was great. And it was like, we, again, only had one and there were three kids. So, like, we'd be in the car and you played until you died. So, like, when you died, you had to give it to the next kid. So it was like,
Tetris
really
stressed me out.
It's a lot of pressure to do a good job on Tetris.
Kirby's Dream Land. Man, Kirby's Dream Land. Did you play Kirby's Dream Land, Ash?
No.
Okay. Kirby, you guys know Kirby is like the big fluffy ball.
Yeah.
You could just like suck in stuff and then shoot it out. And that was the whole game. But you'd fly around and it was awesome. Man, I remember loving that game. Legend of Zelda?
Zelda was on Game Boy. Yeah. It wasn't quite as good as Zelda with like the actual.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
Whereas Zelda on the Switch is actually just as good as regular Zelda, but go ahead.
You have said
they had Donkey Kong Country on Game Boy. I remember that one.
Ash, did you get a Switch yet?
No, I didn't. They were all sold out.
And then they had Super Mario.
Oh, that's
Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those were the two big ones I played. Were Super Mario, Tetris, and then like maybe Zelda, but Tetris was the big one.
What Ashley said though about the like you play till you die, that was really the greatest part about Game Boy, was that like you would be sitting in the back or like at home and like you would just get there and I just remember my little brother like looking over my shoulder just waiting for me to die.
Yeah.
And man, that was great.
It was like when you went on long car rides, there wasn't anything you could do besides like read. Or those, like, did you guys ever play, like, the, God, what were they called? Brain Quest, I think? Like, the stack?
Yeah.
Like, trivia things that, like,
yeah.
Is that what they were called?
Flashcards?
Brain Quest?
Yeah, Brain Quest. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had those.
They were, like, long, triangular, skinny things. We did those a bunch. We'd do that or we'd read. Because, like, that was before, like, Sudoku and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd play Game Boy. And so it was like, Game Boy was just the hot ticket.
We were constantly, yeah, and constantly going on road trips for hockey or whatever. And so it was just like, if you got the Game Boy, it was the move.
I'm going to let you guys discuss that versus Blockbuster and pick a winner because I have to feed her. So discuss, pick a winner, and I can't wait to find out who it is.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Hey, guys. It's Jane Ashley. Secret time. That's all the stuff we want to say about Katie.
Man, all her friends talk about her behind her back.
Oh, my God. Everybody, kidding. Nobody even likes her.
Man. Okay. So Blockbuster is like a kind of a group activity. Like you get a movie, you watch it as a family. It was fun to like argue over which one you are going to get. I remember when a boy would come over to watch a movie, my mom would be like, what movie are you watching? And that would kind of like dictate the tone of like how much attention she needed to pay to us, you know? Mm. She's like, what kind of movie is that? Which was fascinating.
Yeah, because if it's A Walk to Remember, then she needs to just have her eyes pinned to you, you know?
But Game Boy, man, Game Boy was really, really cool. I don't know if I feel strongly. Jay, what do you think?
I mean, I'm trying to remember, like, the thing about Blockbuster was that it was just it was our way of life. Like, that was what you did, and, like, getting to go to Blockbuster, like, once every 2 weeks or so was, like, just, like, the best, most special time, and now...
Yeah. Oh, you have to go fast. Blockbuster. We picked one!
What'd you pick?
We picked Blockbuster. We definitely agreed and talked about it at length.
You did?
Yeah,
we have to pick one Blockbuster right when I sat down.
Yeah, we did. We did. It's exactly what happened.
All right. So, Blockbuster. I'm shocked.
Really?
The thing about it is Game Boy kind of still exists. Like, you can still play on a Switch and, like, have the sensation of what a Game Boy was and how great it was. And that's more of the nostalgia for the 90s in general than Blockbuster, which you can't go to a Blockbuster anymore.
Hmm.
Doesn't happen.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, big picture, it's like, here's a portable video game that exists now. It's like, here's a way for you to pick a movie to watch that's not in a movie theater. And like, you can obviously do that.
Yeah.
Now.
It's just actually less fun now. It's like significantly less fun. It's as fun as going to Blockbuster was now. It's, but not even less of an event. Like picking the movie to watch is the worst part about Netflix.
And if somebody gave me like a giant box of Raisinets when I was picking the movie on Netflix, I would be way happier.
Probably.
Raisinets are so good.
All right. You guys pick going to Blockbuster. Crazy. Although you could argue that if it doesn't exist now, that's because we don't need it anymore, but that's, you get it. So our next matchup.
That's the thing is Game Boy has been
Napster
updated.
Versus AIM.
Wow. I can't.
Impossible. I mean, it's
Hands
an impossible
up.
Choice. I'm going to pick Napster.
Wow. Because it's an impossible choice. Here's my answer.
Well, because we don't have time. And the longer I take to answer, the more she's going to pee on the carpet. Also Napster, I learned about comedy that I liked on Napster. Like that, I can like trace my enjoyment of comedy to like that and sneaking watching reruns of SNL on E when my mom didn't know that's what I was watching. I think I found a part of me in Napster and you like started to develop your own tastes in music or in whatever you were downloading. Whereas with AIM, I think I've made it pretty clear I was bullied on AIM, but I obviously loved it, loved everything about it except that. But there was no negative of Napster for me. Are you okay? What are you doing? Are you all right? You're doing a weird thing with your head.
It was a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, it's talking to you, Jay. It was your head.
It was a symbiotic relationship between Napster and AIM because it'd be like you downloaded some cool thing on Napster and then you'd want to tell your friends about it on AIM or you'd try some like funny joke that was inspired by the jokes that you were listening to from the comedy album or whatever.
Yeah.
For sure, getting the music that you wanted almost instantly or over the course of an hour or whatever it was and then being able to have that and learn what you liked and didn't like was the coolest. And also that led into burning CDs, which we talked about briefly before, and burning a great mixed CD was one of the coolest things you can do.
I agree.
It's AIM for me. It was like how I built all of my relationships, really. Like I went to a really small, again, all girls school.
Are you done?
Thank you. It was just, I don't think I really got into downloading music until I was a little bit older. Again, I'm a little older than you guys are. So it was like middle school AIM was crucial shit for me.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Are you upset? Do you want to definitely move it on?
No. I think if you guys both feel strongly that it's Napster, then that should move forward.
If you had to pick between Napster and AIM, Daniel, what would you pick?
Napster.
No, Napster. I feel fine about it.
Great.
made the right choice. I'm not going to ask him about Game Boy and Blockbuster because I don't know if you guys made the right choice.
You didn't even have a Game Boy. That was partially why I said Blockbuster, so that you could participate in the conversation.
That was really sweet of you, but you overthought it.
That's my job.
Okay.
I'm the overthinker. You can't leave me to make decisions. What are you doing?
Here we are in the finals. It is Blockbuster versus Napster.
Man. Legally getting content versus illegally getting content.
That's true. man.
Gosh.
I also
remember
think we could
start downloading movies on Napster.
Yeah, it took way too long.
Forever.
But I also think we're missing out on, like, if we were a little bit older, we could talk about. I bet it was a different experience for people who drove themselves to Blockbuster.
I could walk to Blockbuster. It was so close to my house, which was really cool.
I think eventually we did drive to Blockbuster. Like,
in college. In college,
but even in late high school.
Yeah, it was like late. It was less of a thing then. It was like, ugh, I have to go to Blockbuster. What we're forgetting about Blockbuster is you had to return the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah, also rewinding sucked.
It was fun. To me, it was like the Blockbuster was like in my little downtown area, which again was walkable. So like I could like walk to Blockbuster, like get ice cream. There was a movie theater. There was like all kinds of stuff. You could, like, a diner. You could meet up with friends. There was a CVS, you know, Wawa. So, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll take that movie, and then I'll meet up with this person who's going to meet me down there, and my mom thinks I'm returning a movie, and I have, like, a fun hangout for an hour.
Smoking cigarettes in front of the Blockbuster.
You know that I've never smoked a cigarette. We've talked
about this. Here's
what a person
really
who smoked cigarettes would say.
What I'm discerning is that this is the fundamental question mark of the quarantine. It's going out versus staying at home.
Mm.
It's going to Blockbuster versus staying home and downloading stuff on.
Yeah, maybe we're being so nice to Blockbuster because it's like leaving the house, going to a store. Loved that.
We're into that.
Like, I don't think I loved it that much in real life. I think it's just like, oh, like, man, remember when we used to go?
How did we download music before Napster? I feel like there was a way. Like, couldn't you pay for it?
No,
somewhere.
Yeah, there was a couple of websites where you could like buy music. I remember for $1 or $2 a song.
Yeah, because I remember making CDs before Napster was in my life. And I don't remember how, but it was like $1 or $2 a song.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because then we kind of ended up, maybe they just didn't have as easy of a user-friendly platform.
I think it was iTunes. Did you buy music on iTunes then?
I don't remember.
That's after.
No, because when you downloaded stuff from Napster, I had a Mac. So I was
see, we did.
I remember like pulling stuff into
where did we use
iTunes?
To listen
well,
to
before
the
that,
music.
We used to use like some software to burn CDs or something like that.
Yeah,
I remember burning CDs software was like a process for us.
Where Toast. You had to like, I think our software was called Toast.
I forget what ours was called, but you had to like open a separate program from where you would listen to your music. Remember, QuickTime Player would have that like animation that would play when you would listen to.
And here we are using it today. QuickTime Player, truly
the winner of the bracket. Yeah, I think Napster is the most 90s thing to me. I mean, if it were Napster and AIM in the finals, I wouldn't have been mad, but it wasn't. So I think I would pick Napster over going to Blockbuster.
Yeah, I think Napster winning the bracket makes sense to me, too. Although...
We're criminals?
Yeah. That's that. And then also the fact that, like, the overwhelming choice problem now, and like the fact that you really could only choose from 200 movies, and like now you can choose from 2 billion. Like, that was nice.
Yeah, the negative of Napster is that you stopped having to listen to a whole album.
Yeah
and it crashed your entire computer every
sometimes
once in a while.
Yeah, it did do that sometimes,
which was a real kick in the nuts.
But Napster also allowed for like the niche markets to grow,
bye,
and like things that people weren't listening
that's
to.
That's a great point, Jay.
I bet he said something very smart and worth listening to. Hmm?
That actually was my one smart and worth listening to point. I said that Napster allowed for niche markets to grow and, like, allowed people to find, like, things that they liked, even if they weren't the mainstream thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you went to Blockbuster, you got a top, like, a Hollywood movie. There was not a lot of choice. Maybe if you had, like, the cool Blockbuster, they had a little indie section.
Or that back room.
Like, or that back room, yeah.
Or
which
or
also helped people figure out what they were into, you know?
Yes. Yes. Napster, I think, probably allowed a lot of different kinds of music to be created there. Like, ultimately, that's
all right.
Ska
Boy 01.
Ska Fan.
Sorry. 01. I'm so sorry.
The number one Ska Fan.
Hit me up if you want to talk Real Big Fish, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I'm into all of it, guys.
Just wow. Those two. Just the main two.
Those are the only two I can think of.
Great.
But he was
such a
number one fan.
Such a Ska Fan.
01.
All right. So the winner of the bracket is... Go ahead.
I'm really out of practice.
Are you doing? I couldn't hear it.
Really?
There it is.
There it is.
Napster.
Woo!
We are now towards the end of our podcast. We do have time for one more voicemail. I'm not even going to ask anymore, Jay. I'm just going to tell you because the dog has been taken out. But before that, today's podcast also brought to you by Ritual. So, Ashley, what's the song?
I'm going to give you a choice.
Quickly, one, before they come back inside.
Okay. One is Piano Man. But I also just saw a TikTok of a British guy singing Savage Garden, Truly Madly Deeply, and that song has been stuck in my head. So you can pick between Billy Joel, Piano Man, or Truly Madly Deeply.
I would have to listen to Truly Madly Deeply.
Is that the TikTok where it's him?
And walking into a pub?
Yeah, it's really funny, but off the top of my head, I don't remember how the verses go.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish.
Okay, fine, do that one. We'll see if we can make it work. Oh, wait, I have to play it.
You do.
Man, that was a good TikTok. I'm not a TikTok guy, but
it's been stuck in my head all day.
That was a solid TikTok.
I'm not a TikTok guy, he says. Does it start right away? No, right?
No.
What happened?
Is it now?
Yes.
We all want to do the right thing to keep our bodies healthy in the long run. But even if we try really hard to eat kale salads and drink green smoothies, we're still most likely not getting all of the essential nutrients we need on a daily basis. Enter Ritual. The obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of just from food. All in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm to your body than good. Too easy to take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. I've been taking Ritual for months now and I like the way it tastes. I feel a difference in my body and I'm happy about it. For obsessive label readers, all of Ritual's vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free and allergen free ingredients. And their sources are out there for the whole world to see. A subscription is easy to start. And it is also easy to snooze. I mean, of course it is. It's only $1 a day to have all of the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month. No strings attached, guys. Wow, nailed that from memory. What part is it's the same thing as the rest of the song? Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet. with Essential for Women. A small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body.
Get it, girl.
Visit ritual.com/Nolan to start your ritual today. That's 10% off of your first 3 months at ritual.com/Nolan. This is probably the part that was supposed to show up and be different. I'm doing a lot of things at once right now. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
There you go.
Is that how it goes?
Kind of.
Fuck it. God, what a song. I mean, that song is a lot more repetitive than you remember it once you start putting in other words.
It was actually kind of easy for an ad read.
Yeah, because they were all short words, thank God.
Great job. That was fun to listen to.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Jay, hit me with the last voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. This is Rachel from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm calling because I want to know, what is the weirdest thing you've noticed about your neighbors during this quarantine? We have a neighbor who likes to go out and collect these little seed pod things from the trees, and she'll bring them back in big, giant shopping bags, and she does this multiple times a day, and we don't know why, but it's something weird that we notice. So, anything weird you've noticed? All right. Love you. Mean it. Thanks. Bye.
I no longer want to talk about anything, Rachel, except why?
What?
What? Like the little things that spin, you think?
The spinny ones. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Where you could, like, take the seed out and then put it on your nose.
Oh, my God. Remember that? That I'm going to think about that all day.
Forever.
I wonder if she's, like, baking them or something.
Multiple times a day going outside to collect seeds?
It's a lot. It's a lot of seeds.
That's nuts. Something's going on.
Have I already talked about the story about what my neighbors did with a sign on a door?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, I was going to say that the weirdest thing I've discovered about my neighbors is that they let their kids play in the hallway as if it's part of their apartment. But the other day there was a sign on the door, that we use to go out the back to take Myrtle to the little space where she's allowed to go to the bathroom. What? Yeah. There was a sign on the door that said, like, for the safety of our children, please don't allow your dogs to relieve themselves on the driveway. Thank you. To which I was like, first of all, you guys all know there's like a reason that we go out there, that we can't take her out front. Second of all, we don't just leave poop. I mean, you can't really clean up pee, but she can't go on the grass. She has to go and drive. Third of all, it's an active driveway. It's the back of our apartment where you drive into the garage. So it's not a play space, but like kids have been back there playing. And so we would go back there and like take Myrtle to her own little corner. She goes to the same corner every time and like do her business there. It's out of the way. It's actually right in front of my parking space. I don't use it, but it's mine. It's part of my apartment. And then take her inside. And now when I go out there and there's kids out there, I'm like, who wrote the note? Because no one has said anything to my face or to Dan's face. No one has brought it up to us or been like, could you not do that there? But this, it was just like we had a powwow about like, how do we respond to this? Can we write a note back?
Yeah.
And, when I went down there, he'd written a little note on the note that was like, our dog can't go until she's finished with her vaccination. She can't go anywhere else. So we have to take her outside. Thanks for understanding or whatever.
That was a nice
but I've been like, stop letting your kid lick the ground.
Yeah.
Well.
What are your kids doing? Also, lady, let me wait till I tell you about sidewalks. Just in general. That's where the dogs are going. So, you know. But anyway, that was, I guess, my answer to the question.
I haven't noticed anything strange about my neighbors because I don't really go outside. Mm. But I've noticed some weird things about me that I never realized before. I write my twos two different ways. Sometimes there's a loop and sometimes there's not.
I do that.
Tell me, really? is there a significance
to when? I can't figure it out because now I'm in my head every time I read a number two, so I can't like go back and look at old archival things to try like to determine Austin. It.
He's always in his head when he's doing a number two.
Oh boy.
Except for when I bet on him.
When I use eggs, I don't like start on the left and like work my way down.
I do that too.
I go opposite. So like if the first one I take is like upper left corner, the next I do is like lower right corner so that it's perfectly balanced.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just take them randomly from the, I'm like selecting an egg like it's at the supermarket picking an apple. And then I'm like, these are all your eggs. You have to eat them eventually. Just go in
order.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I go opposite so that it's like always perfectly balanced in the middle. And if Steve doesn't do that, I'll like move them.
That's interesting.
Someone else can talk now.
Jay, what about you? What have you noticed about your neighbors at the beach?
Well, there is like, so most of these houses are not able to be rented, or at least I don't think they are because of the law. And like the reason we're here is because my friend's parents own this house. But a group of people did move into the house next door like 4 or 5 days ago and have been doing nothing but partying and blasting reggaeton, no stop till 4 o'clock in the morning and then starts again at 8. And I am a little concerned for their health. Like, it is such a nonstop party, and it just seems like, I think they're only here for the week. I hope they're only here for the week, but they are going after it.
I mean, get it while you can. Yeah. It being COVID from a party with your friends
right?
at the beach.
The other thing that's crazy is there's like maybe 8 of them, and there are 6 cars in the driveway. And I'm just like, wow. Huh. Yeah.
It's funny because when you were talking about reggaeton, I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of my high school parking lot, because that was just the sound of the high school parking lot was always a reggaeton beat. And now I'm like, and then there were 6 cars and there's only 8 of them. I'm like, you're hanging out at my high school parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually talked to all your friends and they actually really like you. So
they don't. They talk about me behind my back.
They don't.
Famously.
No, the only thing they say is
nice. Famously, they don't even like me. Rachel, I'm going to ask that you call in again after gathering more information. Gather it. Think of it like seeds that you can just put into a bag. if it's something that you're willing to do, maybe have your neighbor call in and explain what the fuck she's doing collecting all of those seeds. Oh, because we would play that voicemail and then we could do an entire podcast on that. Since we're desperate for content, as you can tell by the 90s bracket we just did for absolutely
over
no
two
reason.
Pods.
Over two pods, two podcasts. All right, you guys, that's it.
I think it went really well.
Yeah, that's good, Jay. That's it for this weekend, this week's edition of sports. Shout out to AT&T, Atlantic, Table and Top, and State Farm and Ritual. Don't forget to tune into The Last Dance, guys. It continues this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. And then listen to Jalen and Jacoby's after show because we support our friends. It features the director of The Last Dance, Jason Hare, great name. Hey, quiet, I'm almost done. Thank you. You can listen to that every time that the show happens. You just watch immediately after the show or listen immediately after the show. You know what I'm saying. Go to Apple Podcasts. Find it. Jalen and Jacoby. Also, shout out to the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny. This is the part of the podcast where we just read other ESPN podcasts and cross our fingers and hope that other ESPN podcasts are doing the same for us. But who's to say? Am I right?
Who's to say?
Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny has all the football analysis and Korean baseball analysis that you need. She's in the know. She
sure
went over
is.
There and like studied it and stuff. So she actually knows what she's talking about. So go get that wherever you get your podcast. It's the only sport that we have. Big thanks to you guys for listening, you know, however many times you want in quarantine. Take care of yourself mentally, which means listen to it at least 4 times, but do whatever feels right for you. Or you can always leave us a nice review wherever you listen to this podcast, which, by the way, we read and we love them, like this one from Bark or Barky, Bark 10, that says, this is my favorite podcast I've ever listened to. I wish they posted 2 a week. Oh, my God, really? It's impossible. Come for the occasional sports talk. Stay for the genuine friendships and friendly banter. Katie Ashley and the Frenchman are hilarious and make you wish you were their friend. I love knowing...
That's boy to you, Barky 10.
I love knowing why you picked it, because I know Jay picks them. So I'm like, Jay, there's got to be something. There it is, the Frenchman. Also, boy, we never explained, but Austin did run into the room and Ashley said, who's that? And she said, Kiki. And he said, who's that? And he goes, boy. So from here on out, Jay will be referred to as boy. And lastly, don't forget.
Don't like that at all.
Don't forget that you can always
leave us a voicemail.
Perfect. At 860-506-5571. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Say later, boy.
Skater boy.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Sorry.
SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home.
Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.